She gonna talk. Okay. Well, as I was saying before, as you guys begin to grow in all this stuff and begin to have more of an understanding of who you are and why you are, what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to talk to women in different ways. You know, one thing I love the most, and we're going to get into, all this. We're going to get into what's going wrong, and we're going to give you a solution as well. But, you know, it's the best thing that you guys can understand when it comes to communication is that it's everything. How you communicate is everything in the game. Communicating what you want versus what you don't want. And when a person doesn't have confidence in himself or doesn't understand how to communicate with a woman, he will throw things up against the wall. But I just want to talk about the community. Tyler, I'll bring you in 1 second. But what happens is so great about what I'm talking about is it's nothing like when you meet a woman, or excuse me, not even meet her, when you see her, and you automatically know it's a wrap. And I'm not saying it's a wrap as in that you won't get the woman. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a wrap that if she takes that number when I put my bid in, it's over. It's already over because I know not only am I going to blow her motherfucking mind with what I'm going to say, but the detail in what I'm going to say is going to separate me from all the other guys. And not only separate me, but like I said before, I'm layering this thing. I mean, the way I communicate, land, sea, air, and things like that. So what I'm saying is we become a breath of fresh air to a woman that is hungry for depth. Okay. And what I mean is versus surface level communication. These women out here want, they read depth in these romance novels. They see depth in movies and things like that. They want someone who isn't surface level, but they want someone who has that depth in him where he can take her to another level off of how he communicates. Communication is everything in this game. But, and we're going to talk about, first, I'm about to bring Tyler in, but we're going to talk about why you're having such a hard time communicating. Then the next hour, we'll talk about how to begin the process of solving it. Because the thing that we want to do here is that we want to make sure that at the y'all got to beat 135. Thank you, Freelance. The number, Freelance, put the number out. Y'all got to beat 135. Y'all up to ante. So y'all get 135 likes. You got to beat that, man. But no, what I was saying to y'all guys is that the one thing that we want to give you guys that most people don't is we need to give you more clarification of the why this is happening to you so you can have more understanding of the why. Then once you have the understanding of the why, that way you'll realize that I don't need to do the same things over and over and over again. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the why behind it. But before I bring in Tyler, I just want to say it again, guys. Communication is everything. How you communicate, and it's not just the communication you have with the woman. That's not the most important thing, because a lot of people get intimidated by the way they communicate with women versus how you got to communicate with yourself first. Everything that is going to make or break you has to start with you first and how you communicate with yourself. And most of you guys are not even communicating with yourself, and you don't know how to communicate with women. I'm going to explain what happens. See, if you don't communicate with yourself, there's a lot of things that happen, okay? So what we're going to do, and guys, y'all have a question, go ahead and answer, because what we have, the thing that you got to think, every question y'all have that I can't answer right now, I'm going to have it all stacked up. So don't think I'm not going to ignore you. If you ask a question, put a cue in there, and I see it, I'll stack it in a room. Then I can go back and answer all the questions and stuff like that, okay? But with that being said, let me bring in Tyler real quick. What's up, Tyler? What's up, man?
This subject's a really good one for me because with the challenges I'm having with communication, I'm in this place where I get stuck between the, like, ABC, 1, 2, 3, you know, following the playbook, and then points where there's concepts you've been talking about, like the safe house, right? like where you get a little bit of friction or a little bit of, you know, kind of, I guess you'd call it resistance, like you were talking about with going straight to the phone call and stuff like that. And to me, that feels like it conflicts a little bit with the, like, connecting within, like, two or three texts with the woman. It seems like it's a little bit, okay,
well, now I'm working with it a little bit.
You know what I mean? And then, let me just say one more thing.
Tyler,
okay,
shut the
ahead.
Fuck up. Shut up, please,
ahead,
man. One thing at a time, Tyler. Calm the fuck down, brother. Listen, man. That's why I told you, okay. When you sent her the text, which was good, okay, that was a great text message you sent. But I see now that sometimes, and again, that's true, sometimes women don't want to bite like that. So what I created with you was to give her a safe place, and that was the WhatsApp. But what she doesn't understand
right.
is that's not a safe place. That's the hook. She's so busy going to
okay.
see. She's looking at the bait of the WhatsApp. She's not looking at the hook of what? Texting, voicemail, video, and live. You can still use the WhatsApp to get what you want, but what I wanted to do is I want to give her an opportunity to have a safe haven where she doesn't know. Because remember, I told you about the three trusts. Some women just don't trust you enough because of other men in certain situations to move forward. But if you give them a safe place to look, my thing is this. Okay, look, if you get an idea that she, by talking to her, that she doesn't want to set up the date and all that other stuff, you can still move her to a safe haven area as long as you're staying on your four. And that safe haven area is not necessarily taking my number and all this other stuff. You know what? If you don't feel comfortable enough, then why don't let's meet in this safe area called WhatsApp. Here's my WhatsApp, and we can meet here versus giving each other's number until you feel comfortable enough. You see what I'm saying, Tyler?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. To me, it almost seems like it's along the same lines as getting that second no. You know, we went and made our bid, and then now
mm-hmm.
we're kind of bringing
yes.
it in again.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, because, okay, but Ty, listen, that's what I'm trying to say. Good job. Because if she gives you a no from that, because what you're doing is you're solving it. You're saying, look, I understand that you don't know me well enough, and I understand that you don't want to give me your information or you don't want to take mine. But I'm solving this, so why don't we meet in this safe haven? Here's my WhatsApp. Let's talk here. Because my thing is I want my four and my conquer. Remember, conquering. I want to conquer moving her ass from whatever app we're on. Because wherever you're at, you can text from those apps, right? But I want to move her
yeah.
from that app to WhatsApp. Because WhatsApp gives me the power to hit her from land, sea, air, and space. But she doesn't know that.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
When she, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what she knows is I'm saying, listen, I understand that you know, you don't trust me, and that's cool. You don't know me well enough. But this is what I have. Here's the idea I have. Why don't we move over to WhatsApp where we can talk and get off of that platform where we can go to a safe haven because I want to move it. You see what I'm saying? You're directing and moving her. And then if she says no to that, then I'm letting her ass go because she's being difficult. Because there's nothing – what I'm saying is I'm respecting the fact that you're not comfortable, but you're not moving. I need you to move. And like I was saying, it doesn't have to end your four as long as we're going towards the four, meaning that if she is moving and following your lead and your direction, that's fine. But if not, I throw her away. But go ahead. What you got now? What was the other thing you wanted
yeah.
to say?
Okay. So the, you know, in my mind, the general concept is
yes.
no matter what they say, no matter what they fucking text
yes.
or not
yes.
text, but like put in their profiles, like
yes.
that means nothing. That means nothing,
right? But,
right?
But Tyler, you use that in the okay. Remember, Tyler, this is very important.
I know. I use that. You're right.
All right, not looking at her titties; it's looking at her eyes. So you got to pay attention to what she's saying, even though that shit ain't for us. You got to pay attention to it because she's going to want to know.
I'm
okay?
guilty of not paying close enough attention to that
you
stuff.
Got,
yeah.
But see, that's the thing that you're fucking up. You got to pay. Listen, you got to do your homework on her, even though what she's saying isn't for you. What I'm saying is, at this moment, because she thinks she has value, and she doesn't trust at that moment, right? What I'm saying is, what's going to start chiseling away at that is acknowledging what she's saying. Now, we didn't say it was truth, because we're not challenging that, because we're not putting a judgment. She can say what she wants to say, but you need to use what she's saying to position yourself to get her fucking ass off that app into the safe house where you have total dominance and reign on how you communicate.
So when I see, when I'm going through, like, let's say somebody's profile and they describe something that's like
what?
Like when I called in about the, no people with kids, right? In my mind, what I'm getting caught up with is, like, I'm not caring that that person says that. I'm still going to do my bid, and then I'm still going to go for the second no, even though they have it in their profile. So I think what I'm trying
okay,
to
but what, say okay, but what, in their, what I'm saying, what in their profile, what are they saying in their profile?
They said somewhere in their profile, you know, like, no men with kids. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm still going to make my bid, and then
Tyler. Okay, listen to me, Tyler. She said no man with kids, and I love the fact that you push forward. But when she came with the second no, you should have floated the fuck off. You shouldn't have questioned the why, because she just reinforced.
Okay, and that. You're right. So there's not a second no after that. That's already the second no.
The first no is, I don't want a man with kids. That's just like a woman saying, I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Or I'm seeing someone. That's the first no. It's the first no. She's saying, I don't want. Just like she's saying, I have a boyfriend. I'm married. I'm seeing somebody. I'm in a relationship. I'm dating. Blah 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 blah. That still falls under the same first no. But when she told you to reinforce it, remember, I don't mind you going and trying to see if you can go push beyond it. That's okay. That's fine. But when she gave you the second no and reinforced what she was saying, you should have just let it go. You should have. It shouldn't have even come up at all.
And that makes sense. And I think where my mistake is completely, you know, in my mind, telling myself what they say, what they text initially has no meaning. And then not even counting that as a first no. So I got clear now that, yeah, I got to look at that, see that as a no, even though there's not like an exchange. Do you know what I mean? It's just their profile. So that helps me out. Because, see, that's what happens with me. I'm usually pushing it too far at certain points, and I'm missing, you know what I mean, something on the front end. So that helps me out a lot. And that's why I wanted to call in.
Well, yeah, but I can say, everything is the same. You don't, just because it's an apple or orange, you know, it's still a vegetable, right? I mean, fruit, excuse me, it's still a fruit.
Yeah,
so,
and that's been helping me, is keeping it all the same, man.
Right, but so you're keeping it all the same, but you got to look at it the same way, because you're online. Listen, they're going to say what they don't want sometimes, right, or what they're not looking for. But just because they say, you know, if you're looking for sex, you know, look somewhere else. I usually, and my clients usually win with this,
like,
because they don't make it about the sex. So that's why they already know they're going to get the sex, because they make it about the invite versus the sex. So they move towards the invite.
Yeah,
and once
that.
They get the invite, then she wants to have sex. So it changes that way. But a lot of guys are here, if you want sex, you know, bypass me. And most guys are like, okay, I'm going to leave her alone because she don't want it. But for me, I'm saying, yes, okay, cool, because I'm not going after the sex first. I want the invite above all things. Above all things, the invite is the most important thing.
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad to ask about this. I've been wanting to ask about this for a couple, like over a week, so when you started talking about this safe house, you know, and the levels of trust, because it's a new concept.
Most of this stuff is deep. It's going to be in the book and stuff, but it's not a new concept.
Yeah,
it's just I don't just give a lot of stuff out. I just give you little bits and pieces. But what I'm saying is, even the three things of trust, I mean, that's something that's going to be also in the book, but that people don't even know about. But what I'm saying is that I want you to lead her. Okay, we talked about the conquering. I want you to the first conquer is getting her off that app, because the rule is, see, she's comfortable in the app, and I don't want her to be comfortable. I want to take her out of her comfort zone, because once you take someone out of their comfort zone, they're going to look for more leadership in the man because they're not used to the environment. But the environment that I want to take her to is the WhatsApp, where I'm telling her it's true. It is a safe haven. It's a middle ground where you and I can talk off the app. I want you off, because I don't want to talk to a woman on the app. I want to talk because you're showing me that you're really serious about this when you are moving from the app to the WhatsApp. So if we're on WhatsApp and we're on there, that's the bait. She's so busy looking at the bait of the safety of the WhatsApp. The hook is the way I get her with the land, sea, air, and space. But I just got to get her over.
And then the element of conquering time in that.
Right, because you're not wasting. Right, because you're not wasting because you're telling her where you wanted to go. So if she says, listen,
okay,
here's my thing. It's one thing to say, okay, you put your bid in, you let her know, hey, you know what, this is how I saw you. You give her the story. She says something. She's like, you know what, you set up a date. And she says, you know what, I don't know you well enough, right, which is totally fine. That gives you the chance to say to lead against solving your solutions. Well, you know what, I understand what you're saying. So let's do this. Let's take our time with that, but let's get off this app. Let's go to WhatsApp. Let's move off this dating app and go to WhatsApp. And if she asks you, well, why can't we stay here? I will be happy to tell her that I want it, to me, a woman that is interested has no problem moving from one app to the other. But if you're not interested,
okay,
that's fine.
So I'm able to stretch out a little bit more than two or three texts to set the date if I'm moving them to a safe house.
You push the date, but she doesn't feel comfortable. Okay.
Right.
So now you know automatically she's at a 10. You know,
yeah,
she's at a 10. It's a 10 because remember, there's no trust. Not zero, but 10. Yeah, it's out of 10. So you can't force or talk gate until you chisel that trust down to hit that 5. Once you hit that 5, that's when, based on what you're saying is, now again, if you spin that flavor, you should be able to go towards more flirting. And once you get to the flirting, then the date is going to be easier to set up versus you beating around the bush and being her best friend, where she's not even going to want to go out with you then. Because at that point, she's realizing that even though I trust this guy, he's just boring. I don't want to go out. And that's what some of them will do. Some of them will not necessarily make you work. But go ahead. What's up?
My bid, which includes Tation for the hot chocolate date,
is
either in the second and almost always in the first text lately. Do you see what I'm saying? Depending on where it's at.
Absolutely. It's the same thing when you see her out in, like, face to face. I am saying to you that, yes, this is what I want to do. I'm letting her know this is what I want to do.
So after that second text, she's got like one chance here now where I'm going to be texting her.
Okay, it's not one chance. It goes back to the two no's. I'm just getting clear with you
as my coach. You know what I mean? That when we're in that safe house zone, there's a little bit of like,
okay,
no. Trust up.
Wait, okay, remember, yeah. Okay, when you're in the safe house, that's where you're chiseling because of how you're talking to her. When you move her to the safe house, you're still at a 10. Maybe you're at a 9.
But,
because if she moves, that means there's movement. So I would say you're probably at a 9 or 8 or something like that. You see what I'm saying? Because she's moving
but
over.
Am I fucking up if I've texted her now 4 or 5 times before I've set the date? Do you know what I mean? Because that's where I've been pretty solid about.
You set the date. She says that she's not ready.
We haven't set the date because
Stop. Did you set the date when
10,
you first met? Did you when you first met her within the first 3 messages? Did you set the date up? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
This
that's
not
why.
Is, I'm just thinking because that's what I'm talking about. If this person's like, hey, okay, I say first text is allow me to introduce myself. And they go, hey, hi, I'm Sandy. This is,
no,
you know,
the
whatever.
First text my, is the story. Stop. The first text is the story of what you were doing when you ran into her. And it was at that point you told yourself after reading her profile that this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in an intimate way. You're still hitting the same thing you're hitting face to face. You're just coming in a different angle. You're still on your 4. You're just a 9-5. That's all. You're still doing it. It's just you're not doing it face to face. Then she's going to say whatever she says because I don't care what she says. And then I'm setting up, here's my number, give me a call. I would love to take you out sometime. Because I already told her I wanted to get to know, because when I said this is the kind of woman I want to get to know in an intimate way, I'm letting her know, right? And she says whatever she says, and then I'm saying, okay, well, here's my number. Let's set something out, and you set up the date. It's the same thing.
Okay, okay.
So then, listen, then... If she says, well, I'm not sure because I don't know you well enough, that's when you move into the safe house. But if she said, if she's not budging from where she's at, I'm getting rid of her because I need some cooperation. What I'm saying is this. When she's on that app, okay, and I'm putting my bid in because the story isn't allowing me to introduce myself. The story is letting her know what you were doing when you saw her and made that decision. Because when you saw her, and keyword, Ty, like I said before, you read her profile, that's when you said, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. That's why I'm talking to you. Remember, truth, 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 the truth. Then she says whatever she says. Then I set up the date, right? Now, if she says no, because if she says yes, you can just move along. But if she says no, I don't know you well enough, then I'm going to be cool. Well, let's do this so we can get to know each other. Let's move to a safe spot. Let's move off this app to WhatsApp so we can talk there one-on-one off of the date app. And if she doesn't want to give you, and if she doesn't want to budge from that, that's the second no to me. Because if she's really okay. interested, she will move. Remember, it's a move, but it's not trust still. You're still at, again, you're maybe at a 9 or 8. It's still no trust there. But she's giving you a little wiggle. Remember I told you, Tyler, as long as we're going towards my 4, I'm fine with it. Meaning that if she moves after instructed to move towards the WhatsApp, she's still moving towards my 4. But if she's staying where she's at, she's giving me a 2 + 2 = 5, and I'm done. Because I want to.
Okay. So what I'm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I think I have more clarity. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you on the phone, do some coaching on my bid
and then
I'll let you get back to the show. But I get what you're talking about. I just needed to put that out there so you knew where my head was. And
all right,
get that
cool.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, get back when we do some coaching, brother. Get back with me, okay, Tay? All right, good job. We call. All right, guys, we got a few questions to answer. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. We're going to be talking about how every man paints a picture. Every single-minded man paints a picture. Let me go ahead and answer these two questions that we have right quick. Let me answer these, and then we'll get into the show right there, gentlemen. So let's go ahead and answer these two questions. First question is you mentioned successful men. Wait, I mentioned successful men play the game blindfolded. Can you speak on it? Well, this is what I'm talking about. I play it blindfolded because I'm not looking at the woman as sexy. See, when I see the woman, she gets my curiosity. okay? She has my curiosity, but she doesn't have my attention. She'll never have it because what? Because in my mind, I literally, if you could see me, like if I in my world, I'm really taking something and putting it over my eyes because I for you guys, a lot of you guys get caught up in beauty or get intimidated by beauty. Or you look at her curves or something that you find attractive on her, and that beautiful thing can become intimidating. And that's why I say I'm blindfolded, because I'm no longer looking at the body and the structure of the body. I'm looking at what I need to do to get that body to let me in. That's why I'm looking towards what I have to do. I'm no longer looking at her. She has my curiosity, but she's got to get my motherfucking attention. But I need to do some positioning. So what I'm saying as far as the blindfold is that when you meet a woman, yes, as soon as you know that there's something there, you've got to, in a mental sense, blindfold yourself, because a lot of guys get caught up in the beauty. Well, you know, you see a beautiful woman or you think she's really hot, a lot of guys get intimidated because they feel like they're not good enough. But I would say at that point, that's where you mentally blindfold yourself and look at what needs to be done. But we'll talk more about that in the thing. Sub C, wherever you have time on live stream, can you please tell me it was just a kink that a woman had. I mean, it was just something that, you know, it was just her fantasy. It was just not her fantasy. It was just something that she always wanted. That's her kink. I mean, every woman has a kink, and her kink was, you know, when I'm about to nut, you know, she just wanted me to nut on some eggs and shit. But when I dropped and broke up with her, before I left, she said, "Can you just nut on the eggs one more time?" That's all it was. But it was no big deal because that's just what she is. Next question real quick. I got a date. I got the date, but I didn't meet the girl on the dating app. I DM her on Snapchat. Should I still try to switch to WhatsApp? Well, wherever you are with that woman, you need to know if this is really interest or is she just bullshitting with you. When a woman is interested, she's going to follow it, because I think Snapchat, it goes away after a while. You know, I think you post something and it disappears or some shit like that. I would definitely move it. I mean, if you got the date, you want to communicate with her. I want to get her off of whatever app we met on. I don't know if you met her on Snapchat, but wherever you met her, I want to get her off that onto WhatsApp, because that allows me to communicate to her in a way that it gives me all the power. I've got all the power under WhatsApp while she's still feeling safe. So it's a win-win. All right, guys, let's get into this. Guys, again, y'all have questions, I'll check, but let's get into the show for a lot of guys out there. So for a lot of guys out there who will always, what I call, have problems communicating, because see, everything that you do right or wrong is communication, man, but it's how she's perceiving it. And one thing that most of you guys do in this is that you automatically assume, which is the worst thing that you're doing, okay? Dude, come on, dog. How you should switch up? Just tell the bitch to move to WhatsApp, dog. No, this is not complicated. Communicate to her. I don't understand, man. If you want to move her somewhere, tell her where you want her to go. That's it, man. If you got to ask how you do it, don't do it at all, man, because you don't know what you're doing. Don't do it. If you don't know how to do that, to ask for what you want, then leave that woman alone, because she's going to dump you eventually because you don't know what you're doing, sir. Now, what I'm saying to you guys out there, what's important is this. Like that question. Most of you guys don't know how to communicate with women, but everything you do is the wrong way. The first mistake that most men, that's what's getting at. The first mistake that most men make when talking to a woman is that they automatically assume that women think like men, and that's not the case. They don't think like us. They don't move like us. And sometimes, because you see the world in a different point of view, You are always under the assumption that she should see the same way that you see the world. And it doesn't work like that. And that's why some of y'all get upset when y'all try to talk to women and stuff like that, and it doesn't work out, because in your world, you, for a lot of you guys, y'all so needy and thirsty, you want sex and you want pussy. And you're thinking, well, she should think the same way like me. You see what I'm saying? And she doesn't think that way. And that's what's killing a lot of you guys at the end of this, because you're automatically placing a judgment on her, and you don't even realize that you're placing a judgment by thinking that that woman should move to the rhythm of my drum by just thought, without saying anything at all. But for so many guys out there, okay, so many guys out there, the reason they're losing in with women is because they don't understand that they're not even aware. They have no idea that they're even in a race. They have no idea that they're in a race. And what I'm saying is that the world is based off of competition. That's just what it is. And she has the right to choose whoever she wants to choose. But remember, women price shop. You know, grabbing the cantaloupe and squeezing it and knocking it and putting their ear to it and holding it up. You know, they always, that's why you, when you look at TV commercials, they're always connected to women, because they're always putting brand X versus their main brand, because to them, that's a price shop. You always want the best versus the worst. So they're always setting that up. But for a lot of you guys out there, most of you guys don't even realize when it comes to the game that a lot of you guys are not even in the race. And that's the problem. Everything most of you guys think that you're the only guy in the world trying to get at that woman. You're not the only one. But see, the thing that a man loves the most, a single-minded man loves the most about this, is that he thrives in that. Oh, my God. That's the best, when you know you're in last place because you're the last one to met her, and you know there are thousands of motherfuckers in front of you, and you know in your motherfucking mind how you feel that I'm going to pass all these dogs up. I'm going to win this joint because she's never met me before. She's met all of them. That's why she's not moving on those guys, but she's never met me. So, again, remember, I bet on myself. But what I'm saying is that I respect that there is a race. There is competition. Now, I didn't say I don't have any competition. I don't feel I have any competition. But she's got a right to say no. But I am not foolish enough to think that I'm the only guy that has hit on her today. She gets hit on all day, every day. She's got guys trying to get at her, trying to sleep with her, trying to take her out and all this other stuff. But for a lot of you guys, y'all are just not aware that you're actually in a race. And then how you communicate as if you have time. You communicate as if, well, I won't do it today. I'll forget about today. I'll put it off tomorrow or next week because I'll get to it later. And that's what it's, again, it's the same analogy I say when I tell you about the lion killing the zebra and leaving the zebra in the middle of the Serengeti saying, you know what? Oh, I just can go away for a few days. And when I come back, that zebra is going to be right where I left it. And the only thing that's going to be left when he comes back are bones because of the other predators. And there are always going to be guys out there. But when you are able to communicate, we'll get to that later on in the show, that these guys are the springboard. The reason I love the ones that are in front of me is because I utilize them to have her give me the invite. They're the ones, they're the workers. Remember, I keep telling you, you never get mad at your workers. Let those non-confident guys do what they do to bring her to you and open the door. And we'll talk more about that. But I know I'm in a race, but I'm not in the race. I'm in a race, but I'm not part of that herd trying to run and reach between her legs. I know that I'm just not the only one, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys, okay? Okay? That's one thing. You got to understand that there is competition. And if you know there's competition, then one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to waste time. Remember, time is very important. You don't want to waste it. Area code 111. What's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve. How you doing today?
I'm good, sir. How are you? How can I help you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to chime in on this idea of not having time, because I noticed that myself, that a lot of time I just I wait till, like, you know, I wait too long to, like, escalate
There's no such thing as you got to get that language. There's no such thing as escalating as a PUA term.
Or just, yeah, sorry about that. Just, like, push the interaction to where I want it to go. So my question is, how do
right.
you...
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your question? I'm sorry. What's your question?
Yeah. So my question is, how do you, like, separate yourself from the pack and, like, on the first meetup from the other guys?
Because it's how you communicate. It's how you put your... See, the one thing I know I have the advantage over every guy out there is that they're approaching women. That means every guy is throwing shit up on the wall, trying to impress that woman in a way, hoping that whatever they say sticks. And the reason I got the advantage is because I'm not wasting my time. I'm just going to put my bid in. I'm going to be clear, concise, and transparent. By the time I get done talking to that woman, she's going to know who I am, why I'm there, what I want, what my intentions are, and to call me, period. Instead of, hey, what are you doing? Well, is it okay if I get your number? What are you up to? Are you busy? I don't have time for that shit. I know that every time I meet a woman, I'm going to say the same goddamn thing, because women aren't special. But I'm going to make sure when I say it that I'm going to hit the three things that women always think about. Who are you? What do you want? And why you? I'm going to answer those three things. Not only answer those three things, I'm going to make her smile. I'm going to make her laugh. I'm going to make her blush. I'm going to make her think and make her react when I talk to her, which the average guy doesn't do because he's so nervous trying to fit in what he thinks she wants him to be that he fails automatically. So it's about, caller, it's about placing your bid and not approaching.
I see. So you're switching the... Essentially, you're kind of making it so she has to win you over because she's just
about
another
me.
One.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
about, hey, oh my, yeah, brother, it's about you. It's, dude, whoa, this is why we're a whole different ball over here. We're a whole different tribe and group over here. It's not about her. Look at it. This is how it's going to sound. She's not sexy. I'm sexy. She's not beautiful. I'm beautiful. So I'm the shit. I'm the one that came from the land of ass and titties, took the form of fucking man in my mind, and I'm gracing her with my fucking presence. I'm doing her a fucking favor in my eyes. So I will never make it about her because she's not special enough for me to make it about her yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I talk to her, when I talk to her, I'm not talking to her like she ain't shit, but I'm talking to her, and by the time I get done saying what I say to her, because it's like a resume, that there's no stone that's not turned over. She knows exactly why I'm here. See, everybody beats around the bush, walks on eggshells, and wants to be liked, and they want to be friends with her and all that bullshit. I don't want none of that bullshit because I communicate experience versus non-experience. See, the guy that doesn't have experience is going to beat around the bush. But the one that has experience with women is going to say, look, I ain't got much time. Look, either you down or you're not. I mean, by what I'm saying to her. I'm letting you know everything. I'm hitting all those things. I'm letting you know why I'm coming over here. Let you know what my intentions are. Let you know what I want to do. And I want you to call me. And I'm not beating around the bush about that shit. Not. Versus, what are you up to? Hi. Is it okay if you call me? All that shit. I'm just guessing what y'all say because I can't imagine most guys having enough confidence to communicate what they really want. And I'm not saying communicate sex. But I'm communicating to her that this is the truth. This is what I was doing. When I saw you, this is why I came over here. This is what my intentions are, which is the truth. And here's what I want to do is take you out to, you know, Lake Spread Gymnastics or whatever. You see what I'm saying? I'm letting her know what I am. And by the way, I talk to her. She's automatically going to assume, oh, you're a ladies' man. Oh, you're a smooth talker because I talk in rhythm. I don't pause. I don't say, I don't say, I don't say, oh, I don't look down. I know I rehearse me so much that I just flow. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah, it's really like, it's kind of flipping the script of the average guy. That's for sure.
Well, the ball's in your court now. Right, but it's not flipping the script. Yeah, but sir, it's not flipping the script of the average guy. Because we're not average. We're doing above average things. Because I don't know what average does because I'm above average. Because I believe in me. So when I see her, because I've created what my world for me, I can push all the – see, what I'm doing is pushing – see, most guys, average, as you may say, they may throw one chip, two chip in the middle of the table, right? I'm pushing all the chips to the middle of the table because I know I've got the winning hand because I'm betting on me. I push all the chips to the middle of the table because I got the winning hand in my mind because I'm not average, because what I'm going to do to you, not you but her, is going to be some above average type shit. How I communicate, how I make her think, how I make her feel, how I show her why she convinces herself to want to fuck me versus me kiss her ass. But I built it, and that's what I'm saying for you guys. You build it for yourself. Believe in yourself, and that's what makes you above average. Where it's the belief in what you know that you have created for yourself. That's what makes you above average. Because I'm not like everybody else, and I can't be like everybody else because my fingerprint tells me I'm my own me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just working on your bid, sir. I know it's a weird word. I mean, you probably have never heard it, but what the fuck is a bid? But a bid is technically your resume. Your bid is being clear. It's honesty. It's truth. It's the one thing women are not used to. They're so used to left, right, back door, eggshells, beat around the bush, try to be a friend, that they're not used to the ones that go right at them. Because the ones that have experience do nothing but go straight at a woman. He doesn't try to go around, doesn't try to back door. What you see is what you get. And either you're down or you're not. Either way, I don't care. I only care that I got my bid in. As long as I get my bid in, I'm proud. I'm happy. I don't care about the result because the result doesn't define me. I just got to make sure that what I say has my rhythm. Like I say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's where the experience comes. See, the lack of experience is like 1, 2, pause. 3, four, you see what I'm saying? All the breaks, that shows a lack of experience. But if I'm talking to it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a flow because I'm rehearsing the same thing over and over again so much that it just subconsciously just flows. I just do it. I don't even think about it because I rehearse. See, that's another thing. Most guys that approach, they practice. And what I mean by practice is there's really no type of order. It's just, well, I let me try this today versus let me try that tomorrow versus let me try that the next day. And all they're just doing is practicing something different every day because they really don't even believe in it. They just want to see if it works because they saw some guy who hired a woman. They saw some guy on YouTube that hired a woman, and they did that approach, and the woman started talking to them. and they get caught up in that bullshit. Nah, man, I keep my, because women are not special enough for me to change what I say. Does that make sense, my brother?
Yeah, I guess the main thing is just getting your bit out firm, clear, concise, and communicated
yes.
effectively, like as soon
That's
as possible.
It. Yeah, and you know how you do that, my friend? Yeah, exactly. You know how you do that? When you wake up in the morning, practice. When you wake up in the morning, rehearse your bit. When you're brushing your teeth, rehearse. When you're sitting on the toilet, rehearse. When you're taking a shower, rehearse. When you're getting your car keys and getting in your car, rehearse. Okay, let me show you how easy it is.
In respect to separating yourself from the pack, it's that easy to just be that guy who just says what he wants.
Yeah, I'm going to show you how, my friend, because you're doing it right now and you don't even realize you're doing it. Every day you wake up, when you grab your keys and you go to your car, when you first started driving, right, what did you have to do? Was it 12 and 2? Wait, is it 12 and – what is it, 12 and 2 I think it is? How you had to hold that fucking stupid-ass wheel? Like
I think
12
it's nine and three or something.
Yeah, nine and three, whatever the fuck. You're right. Okay, let's call it 9 and 3, right?
Yeah.
But you have rehearsed so well in that car that when you get in the car – you can drive that bitch with your knee, sing songs on the radio, eat a sandwich or drink something, and talk on the phone, and be able to drive that bitch wherever you want to go. You see what I'm saying? Without even thinking, you're just doing it because you have done it so many times that you have trusted it, and all you just do it without even thinking. You just jump in your car, you flip the radio on, you grab the phone, you might be talking to your boy, you go pull over, give me some, like a little fucking, I guess a Starbucks drink, whatever the fuck, you know, and you just drive to your destination. Versus that first time when you were like, oh shit, okay, I'm at 9 and 3, let me look over my shoulder, take a deep breath, is there a car right there? Let me hit this thing, click, 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 okay, am I okay? Am I okay? All right, slowly get over. Woo, that was, do you see what I'm saying? You've already done it all in your life. It's just you haven't done it with women because no one's ever told you that you're allowed to place your bid, something you believe in, man.
Yeah, that's really, really true, I will say. Putting yourself, like selling yourself. Well, not
right.
really selling yourself. Just
but No. Yes, it is. Well, no. Yes, it is selling yourself because you can't do what you want to do until you sell it to you. You got a marketing team in your mind that markets, promotes, and sells you, okay? They're trying to find ways to market you. So when you come up with the idea of how you're going to put your bid in, the first person you must convince is you. You've got to believe in what you say before you even say it, or you're not going to say it at all. That's where a lot of guys go wrong. They say, you know what? I'm going to say X to a woman today. You know, or if I meet a woman, or they'll say, well, if I see someone I like, I'm going to talk to her. That's why they fail. You see that? If I see someone, I'm going to talk to her. But they don't even know what they're going to talk about. So what they do is they look at her and they say, wow, she's so pretty. I got to take this right. I got to do this. You know, put all this extra pressure on yourself. I got to say this right. I mean, I got to make sure that I say the right thing. And all of a sudden, you know, you put all your pressure on that versus saying yourself, you know what? I'm going to go about my day. And if a woman so happens to be lucky enough to get my fucking peripheral vision, I'm going to put my motherfucking bid in. Because I already know what to say. It's already edged in my head. I'm going to say the same goddamn thing to every fucking woman I see. It will never change because these women are not special enough for me to change what I say. That's where y'all get the pressure at because y'all say different things to different women. I'm saying one thing, what I've rehearsed, and that one thing is going to be so clear, so concise, and so impactful that it's going to blow her away because she ain't used to a guy being that honest with her. But she's going to realize he's got to have experience. Because only a man that has experience with women is not going to be nervous around a woman. You see what I'm saying? Or he's not going to stumble on his words. Just like when you order a sandwich, like when you go to McDonald's, right, and you want a number one, you're like, yeah, I like to get a number one, right? You never stutter that, right? You never be like, well, I like to, if it's okay, you don't talk that way, right? It's the same thing with a woman. You know what you want, you believe in what you want, and you just ask for what you want, and you don't care about the result. If they tell you that they don't have what you want, you either get something else or you go to another store or go to another restaurant that has what you want. That's how easy it is, my brother.
Wow, that's really refreshing. Appreciate the answer, Steve.
No, great question, brother. Great question. If you
really
have any,
refreshing, man.
No, it's all good, man. If you have any other questions, ask. But no, that was a great question. I know it's weird hearing about bid, but it's so important how you communicate. I'm listening. What's up?
I don't really know if this is a question, but I guess the next thing I would say from that is, what steps do you need to take to fully, like, believe that you are that shit? You know, like, I guess it's a loaded question, but.
No, it's not. No. Okay. When you wake
truly,
up,
I can hear in your voice that you truly believe.
No. Of course,
everything.
Of course, because I'm a bad motherfucker to me. But you are to you too. When you wake up in the morning, when you want to get out of bed, you believe that you get out of bed and you get the fuck out of the bed. When you want to turn on a light and it's dark, you fucking believe that you can walk over there and flip that light switch on. You do it. You believe you can open the doorknob. When you want to watch TV, you believe you can grab that fucking remote control and press it. Dude, everybody tries to complicate this shit. It's not complicated. Look, in 99% of your life, young man, you believe in you, and you don't even realize it, because everything you do right now is what you choose to do, and you're cool with it. You're just doing it. It's just that right now you don't believe in yourself when it comes to a woman, because what you did was you made her special. You yanked her ass out of the lump of ain't shit. And you put her up on this pedestal to make her think she is special, but who should be on that pedestal should be you. You should be sitting up on that throne. And what I'm trying to get you guys to see is, once you love you enough to make it about you, because that's something that people, I don't know why people want y'all to make it about women and make it about their feelings and all, fuck her feelings and shit. I don't give a fuck what she thinks. Because I'm about me. I'm selfishly selfish. Because I'm the only, like, 111, you're the only you. There's not another you on this planet. There's no one like you on this planet. And I'm the only one on YouTube telling you, offer your fingerprint. That is a truth. There is nobody like you on this planet. You are a walking motherfucking alien amongst all these other people. But you have got to believe that. I will, and through coaching, I can help you believe that and let you see it for yourself, but it's going to take some time, because it's a process that we have to go through, my friend.
I see. I really appreciate this, Steve. I'm going to get other callers in or other questions, but I really appreciate the answer.
No, it's not a great question. You asked a lot of great questions. If you have some more, just call in, okay, brother? I'm going to be here for a few hours, so I'm going to break some shit down. So, you know, if you have a question, feel free to call in. Okay, my friend?
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Great question, sir. All right, so let me ask this question. And before we continue on what I'm saying, let me grab the question. Can you go more into detail on how to use other guys as workers? I will do that in the second part. But what we have to do right now is that I have to get you guys to understand or overstand why it is you're not communicating. See, in order to move forward, gentlemen, we've got to look at ourselves in the mirror in an honest way. But what I want to give you guys is I want to give you clarity. This is not to make you feel bad. This is not to knock you down. This is not to make you feel stupid. It's just for you to understand, oh, I see what he's saying. You know, whatever I'm saying, if it relates to you, then you can say to yourself, oh, I see what he's saying. Because most of y'all, like I said, the first thing, most of y'all don't believe, that you're in a race. You're in a competition and everything. So that's the next one. Okay, the next thing is that I have here is that, see, what most of you guys, wait, I'm putting my music, I love flowing in my music while I'm talking. Guys, I want to call in, ask questions, I got y'all and everything like this, okay? All right, look. So many of you guys out here are so focused on the judgment. You make so many false judgments when you meet a woman. And it starts with the judgment of either how you feel about yourself or how you feel about the woman or how you think the woman feels about you. And we are always making judgments, okay? All right? But what you begin to do that hurts you within the judgment is that you then begin to bring other people into the judgment. And what I mean by other people into the judgment, you bring in the guy that you think is, well, you know what? She looks like the kind of woman that likes tall guys. She looks like the kind of woman that she likes muscular guys. She looks like the kind of woman that likes guys that have money. And you're like, I don't, or the guys that have looks. Or you bring in all these other people into your judgments that hurt you more. Let me explain something to you I don't think you understand. I always tell you guys when you do profiles that your picture is not your personality. And it holds true when it comes to women. Gentlemen, a woman has no control over how she looks. Yes, she can augment her looks with plastic and all that other stuff. But what I'm saying is a good-looking woman or a woman that has a nice body, that's just genetic. She has no control over that. But see, the thing about a single-minded man is that he understands that rule. And he also understands this, is that her personality is not her looks. Just because she looks good doesn't mean, God, how many times have you walked down the street and you saw this bad, you either saw a bad looking chick or you saw an older chick that you like, damn, back in the day, she must have been a badass cheerleader. You see some woman like that that's hittable. With the ugliest motherfucker, I'm not calling guys ugly, you know what I'm talking about, with a less attractive guy, or he's fat, or he's short, or he looks goofy, or he looks like a loser, but on his arm, he's got this beautiful looking woman, and you're saying, how the fuck did he get her? Because you're placing the judgment off of what she looks like versus her personality. Guys, beautiful women have different personalities, man. It's like I've always talked to y'all guys about the cliques, right? Back in the day, right? I always say there's always been cliques in high school, there's cliques in college, and there's cliques at your job right now, where there's always that one bad motherfucking woman in every clique. No matter what the clique is, there's always that one bad looking chick in that group, and she can't help how she looks. That's just genetics, man. Her genetics are not her. Beautiful women can be nerd. Guys, even today, y'all go to YouTube and look at these gamer girls. Some of the best, some bad looking girls that are nothing but nerdy, geeky girls that just look good. But one thing we've got to stop doing is that we've got to stop focusing on what we see. Because what you see because of how your mind is going to give you a false perception of a reality that you're not really in right now. A beautiful woman is beautiful because mom and dad's genetics made her look good. Okay, and some of these women will augment their bodies, yes. And some of these women will work out, yes, but that's not their personality. She can't help it if she's a nerd. She can't help it if she likes cosplay. She can't help it if she likes Marvel and DC. She can't help it if she likes opera and classical music. She can't help it if she likes art and mosaic pictures, and she can't help what she likes. But because we place the judgment on her, we think we can't fit into her narrative when we don't even know what her narrative is, because we haven't even got the chance to even talk to her long enough to see what she's about. That's why I always tell you guys, your picture is not your personality, man. You can't go around taking nice pictures and think that's gonna get the woman. And some of these motherfuckers out there tell you that, and that's not true. Your personality is your personality. And what a woman likes is what she likes. There are women that like guys. Some women don't like guys that work out because some women feel that they look feminine. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying how women talk. Some women, like guys with guts. Some beautiful women like short guys. Every woman has what she likes. She likes what she likes. But never assume that you're not that person. Again, pushing all them chips to the table. I believe, even when I get rejected, I believe I'm that guy. And I'm not sometimes. But I believe I ain't. You can't tell me no different. I believe I'm that guy. That's why I never ask her what she's looking for, because I know it's me. I'm that motherfucker. I'm it. Hey, today is your lucky day. Today the sun, moon, and stars lined up, and I appeared, and God damn it, it's your lucky day. You get to tell your grandkids about a motherfucker like me. Do you remember that Bridges of Madison County guys where Clint Eastwood fucked that woman head up so bad? What would she do before she died? Or she wrote that novel to the grandkids and shit talking about that motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is that a lot of you guys waste too much time worrying about trying to fit in her narrative when you don't even know what her narrative is. You cannot assume because she looks good that she automatically is looking for a good-looking guy. And again, we're not even judging guys. Let's just say another guy who may be attractive in her eyes. That's a better way of saying it, because we don't judge guys, but that's what I'm saying. You can't assume that, because I know guys who have cut off fingers, no hands, guys that are in wheelchairs, guys that are short, guys that are overweight. I don't use the word fat. They're just overweight because they choose to be. Guys that have guts, all that stuff, and they smashing badass women. And guys, if you don't believe me, all you gotta do is look at porn. Look at porn. If you look at porn, I'm not joking around, gentlemen. What do you normally see? Bad-looking women with bodies getting fucked by every kind of guy that has a different shape, a different look. Doesn't mean, hey, the fat guys are smashing. Don't everybody smash it. But you have got to see that the world is not revolved around how she looks. The Saint. Thank you, hey, the Saint. I want to give a shout-out to the Saint, man. Thank you very much for the Super Chat, man. I really do appreciate that shit, brother. Thank you for the Super Chat. Let me see if I'm trying to catch up with the things. If y'all got a question, put a Q in there, because we still got a lot to talk about. So I just got to make sure I catch up with things. You know, sometimes I'm old and I run my thing and stuff like that. The Saint, but brother, no, you don't approach women at gyms. You don't. Don't approach women at a gym. We don't approach, man. You got to get that out of your head. That of this approaching, that's why you're failing, because you don't have a set routine for yourself and how you talk to women. And that's why you can't approach a woman, because you don't know what to say. You don't know why to say it. And you don't believe enough in yourself to even say what it is you really want to say when you are approaching, man. So you just got to open your eyes a little bit on that, man. Great question. But let me continue, guys. So the next thing is that for a lot of you guys out there, when you see a beautiful woman and stuff, and part of your communication with yourself is that you're always second guessing yourself. You're always second guessing yourself. You're always trying to say again, look, you guys, gentlemen, please understand in life, there are always going to be guys out there that are smarter than you, that are stronger than you, faster, fitter, and richer than you. But that doesn't mean I can't fuck the bitch. So what? They're out there. So fucking what? That's none of my business. It's none of my business. And I'm going to say it again. There are guys that are going to be smarter than you. So fucking what? The guy's going to be faster than you in this. Who gives a shit? I mean, guys who have more money. Fuck, what does that got to do with me? It's none of my fucking business because I don't care what's out there. Because whatever is out there, gentlemen, has nothing to do with inside of me. So it doesn't, I can't take any of my time to worry about a boogeyman under my bed that is smarter, faster, taller, and fitter than me. I can't do that. I'd be like y'all motherfuckers. I did that shit. I can't do that, man. Stop that. Because not only are you placing judgments, you're then placing labels. And then instead of a flexible mind, you have a fixed mind where you truly believe that you just are not good enough. Then that goes to show when you quote unquote approach her. When a man that doesn't believe in himself approaches a woman, he becomes creepy or weird because he doesn't know what to say or how to say it or why to say it because he's checking every move that he's saying while he's saying it to make sure that he's saying it right because he thinks that if I say it the right way, that this woman is going to actually fall for me. Man, that shit don't work that way, man. It does not work that way, okay? It doesn't, okay? Another thing, guys, the thing is that, and this is big, but let me check the things. Y'all got a question. I got y'all put a queue. Got y'all call in. I'm spitting some yak to y'all. We got a lot to discuss. I got y'all covered. But, hey, 917, I got you. Okay, I'm going to talk to 917 real quick, but then I'm going to hit you with this one. This is a big one I have next. Let me grab 917 real quick. 917, brother, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing, man? What's good with you, brother?
I'm well. God bless. Jonathan, 31, calling from Philly.
What's going on? Hey, what's good out there in Philly? How you doing, man? What's good, brother?
Everything's good. It's cold as hell, but your boy's out here doing his thing.
Well, stay warm. Stay warm, brother. Stay warm. Yeah. So how can I help you, my brother? How can I help?
Quick question. So been meeting a young lady the last 2 months. She's, you know, on my program. Have a great situation with her. She comes to me, she brings feminine energy, she's following a man, and I'm leading her well. I had a little issue, which is sort of out of left field. So back in college, she experienced a sexual assault, and it's never been a problem. It's been something she's opened up to me about a little bit, but, you know, after some sex last night, she had a little pain downtown, and she went to the bathroom, she came out of the bathroom, she was sort of tripping because she felt something, and I guess it brought her back to the whole, I don't know, some PTSD type shit.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
She sort of tripped me. And she said, listen, I feel like I need to go. So I said, listen, I'm going to walk you out. And I walked her downstairs, mm-hmm. and she said, I'll give you a call on Sunday. We'll schedule next week. And I said, all right, sounds good. But I'm sort of mm-hmm. sitting here like, damn, did I trigger that shit? Or was it the pain? And how do I handle it?
Well, I don't know if it was a pain or what you did, but... See, the problem I have with women like that is that, you know, one day, you know, you smash her, you smack her ass one time. Oh, no, Uncle Johnny, you can't touch me like that. You know, they're just like fucking flip the fuck out, man. The thing that you got to do is what you're doing right now. But this is very important. This is something that we need to talk about. You know what I mean? Because I don't want this incident ever happen. See, remember, as a man, remember the rule of man. There is no such thing as a problem. A problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter coming towards Earth. That's a fucking problem. This is just a simple solution. We got to talk about last night. We got to talk about so we don't have this again. So what I need to know with you, and I had to do this with women. Give me a word. What's a safe word? Give me a safe word. If you feel like I'm hurting you, give me a safe word, and I'll either move a different position or I'll stop because I don't want this to ever happen again. So we need to this is part of the communication you got to have with the woman, brother.
Yeah, and Steve, just another minute here. I'm a damn good communicator, real good. It's what I do for a living. And she loves that. She follows my words. She follows my mouthpiece, and she feels sexually safe with me.
Right, but have you talked about this situation?
Not just yet, but I, what I'm doing
okay,
here is giving
okay,
her.
Wait,
I
did
told
it,
her
when
to park on Sunday.
Okay, when did it? But no. Wait. Time out. I don't know if you listen to me, but what do I always tell you guys at the end of every show? Remember the graveyard. Everybody in there had one thing in common. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. No, man, we don't wait. Time is too – no, we don't wait. A man does not wait. We don't talk on Sunday. We're going to talk and solve this shit right now. Don't ever put things off. Men don't put things off. If you're a great communicator, you need to communicate her to her that we need to talk about this before we see each other again. Because if you wait till Sunday and you talk about this, you really ain't going to have sex because you're just bringing up her old memories again. You're not going to fuck on Sunday because you're talking about something that you should have talked about not the first night because you got to give her a cool down day, but you should have talked to her at least on Monday about this. You know, let's talk about what's going on. I don't want to know the story. You know what I mean? I need to know how I hurt you. And what can we do if I accidentally do that again? We need to come up with something that you need to let me know. I need to either do another position or stop what I'm doing because I'm going to drudge that memory up. You see what I'm saying, brother?
100%. Steve, can I tell you one detail?
Sure.
It's a little graphic. Is that all right?
Sure. What's up?
I was giving her... We were kissing on the couch. I had my 70s soul music going on. It was all lovely. I got the fingers down there and gave her something that I hadn't given her. I've been with her for months on the same sort of program. She started squirting. She got a little excited over the squirting. I kept it going. This was the first time I saw a girl squirt. She kept it going. Then the pain came in. Hard.
But what did
so
you,
I think
okay,
it might be,
what was you doing with
the
pain?
A little breathy with the hands.
Well, okay, so, okay.
Screaming, coming.
Oh, okay, well, but okay, so you've got to, again, this is discussion. We've got to figure out what happened so we don't have this happen again.
Okay.
So regardless of what was going on or coming, that has nothing to do with anything. It's how are we going to solve this so the next time we're doing something that – you don't flip the switch and go off. Because I don't want you to feel unsafe around me or to think that I'm that, or I don't want to bring up old memories. I'm trying to create new motherfucking memories. You know what I mean? I don't fuck them old ones. I'm trying to create new ones. So what I'm saying is just definitely talk to her, okay?
Yes, sir. Sunday is a discussion day and a scheduling day. That's what's happening on the phone, and
then
I'll see her after that.
But you have failed then. You felt the okay. Listen, as a man and king, you don't wait. See, look, guys with no game push shit off. This is a serious issue here that must be discussed.
Correct.
It should be discussed. Like, you need to get the fuck off the phone with me. Call her ass up. Say we need to talk about this because I'm not gonna wait. Listen, as a man, we don't wait on shit. Remember the law of time. I told you. I can't get time back, and I'm not going to waste it, and I'm not going to hold it off. I'm going to, whatever is in front of me, I'm going to head it up and go at it right then, right there. I'm not going to wait, man. Men don't wait. Remember I told you the line
right,
waiting?
Right.
So, yeah, just go at it, man. Listen, if you get it out the way now and everything's cool, so then Sunday be fucking versus talking about it and you ain't fucking. I want you to get it out of the way now.
Steve, she looked at me sort of after a light little discussion we had sort of at the moment, and she said, listen, you're my protector. And so she sort of, that's how she, you know, I am.
But brother, I don't care if she said you, I don't care if she said you walk on water, brother, stop it. You're still avoiding it. You got to talk. Listen, fuck what she says. You've got to take lead and control and command. You must lead her. And in order to do that, sometimes we got to go in that hard, that rough water to let you know that I'm there. But this is part of communication. It is the thing that most guys will do. We'll talk about this in the next hour, guys. But this is the thing y'all don't do. Y'all don't communicate. When you communicate and wait, put things off, I'm not saying you. A lot of y'all guys, y'all do it because y'all don't know what to say. I want to attack whatever the fuck is going on and get that shit out of the way so we can move forward, brother. Okay?
I know exactly what to say to her. I appreciate the advice.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, good. Go knock that shit out, brother. Great call, okay?
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, no, you too. Thank you. And stay warm out there in fucking Philly, man. Stay warm, my brother. All right, guys, now let's get back into it, man. But now this is the big one, guys. Write this down. This is very, very huge, okay? This has got to be the biggest mistake of them all, and I always talk about it, but I want to say it here again, is that most of you guys don't properly prepare. Most of you guys do not properly prepare yourself for when you go out there and meet a woman. And this is why rehearsing is so important. See, rehearsing means I know it. I'm just trying to keep perfecting it. Practice means I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I'm going to try some shit. But maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. No. Rehearsing is that I believe in it. I just got to keep working on it and keep working on it. And when I think I got it, I got to keep working on it some more because I know it can be better. You don't properly prepare yourself for how you put your bid in with these women. Just like the guy that asked the question, I think it was the gentleman who it was kind enough to give a super chat again, the saint, no shot, the saint, when he asked, how do I approach a woman at the gym? He's not even prepared to approach her. Now don't listen. Let me tell you preparing. He's not only prepared to approach her. He's not prepared in what to say. He's not prepared in giving her his number. He's not prepared on what to do afterwards. His house is not prepared. His living room is not prepared. His bedroom is not prepared. His kitchen is not prepared. His bathroom is not prepared. He doesn't have his sound checks. He's not prepared as far as his music and his lighting. He has not sound checked the lake spread your ass cheeks. He's not sound checked the place where he goes for ice cream, tea, and cocoa, and he has not sound checked. So he's not prepared, and that's why most of y'all cannot communicate, because you're not prepared, not for the right now. You got to prepare. Remember I told you about bending time? You got to prepare for that fifth, sixth, and seventh move that is already in the future. And you just got to lead her towards that future. That's all. But you got to prepare yourself, gentlemen. And that's what's so important with this game. What if a woman is not into the idea of communicating because she thinks that's going into relationship territory? Well, Christopher, peep game. Listen, I don't like wasting my time with women. And that's why I always stress character is so important to me. Character is so important to me. Because again, I'm not trying to, no one said I'm in a relationship, just because I'm communicating with you, I didn't say I want to be in a relationship with you. So what gave you that idea? See, Christopher, you either gave her an idea that you want a relationship, or she wants a relationship and she's trying to get you into a relationship. Man, let me tell you something. If a woman says something like this, listen, we're not going into relationship territory. I'm just trying to find out what separates you from all these other women outside this damn door. Because if I can't find anything special in you, we are either going to fuck or I'm moving on, man. I'm not wasting my time with you. So when a woman says that kind of shit, man, you better lead her. Hey, listen, look, at the end of the day, I'm all about character. And I need a woman who can communicate. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I can't read your mind. And I'm not going to try to read your mind. I'm not going to close my eyes and say, Ali, Ali, oxen free, and hopefully I conjure up a spell to read your mind. If you're supposed to be a grown woman. So if you cannot communicate yourself to me, then you ain't the woman for me. Because just because we're communicating doesn't mean we're in a relationship. I'm just trying to see if you're roster worthy anyway. So that's how you got to handle that shit, C-Dog, man. Don't let these women try to pigeonhole you into that bullshit that she said, man. That's that bullshit, man. I'm going to get a few more before so we can get into the good stuff and all this other stuff. See, most of you guys are so busy trying to reach for the gold or the trophy. And when you can't when you can't grab the gold or the trophy, you feel bad about yourself. You are always looking for the win. I'm not looking for the win, guys. I'm looking to dominate. And I don't have to win to dominate. I'm just, that's part of the bid. See, your win, you think, is going to define you. And you think that if you don't say the right thing and she turns you down, then you feel like you're a loser, and that's not fucking true. I don't want to win. Fuck the win. I keep telling you, I want it all. That's why I keep telling you, I don't want the pussy. Listen, the pussy comes with the shit I'm about to get. I want it all. I want her to sneak into the closet like they used to do when I was single and shit, when they used to look at my shirt size so they can surprise me with a shirt. Or they look at my shoe size, they can surprise me with new shoes and shit like that, or jewelry and watches and shit like that. I want it all. I don't just want that. I want it all. And you can have it all. Because you know what? Winning is not enough for me. It's not, man. It's not. What I want to do is I want to challenge myself. Because the only competition I'm in is with me. And the competition that I am with me is I compete, or I'm competing against who I was yesterday, and I'm also competing about who I'm going to be tomorrow. So I'm competing on both ends, and the reason why I'm competing about who I am behind me is because whatever record that motherfucker set, I got to beat it. Because I keep telling you guys, I don't kick myself in the ass when she says no. Oh, shit, no. I kick myself in the ass when I don't do it as fast as I bet myself on how I can do it. When I see her, I bet remember I push my chips to the middle. I bet on me. And the way I talk to myself is, all right, Steve, how fast you going to get this one, man? Hey, Steve, I bet you ain't going to be able to get her in, what, 2 days or 5 moves or 10 moves? And I'm like, you know what? Bet. I bet on me. So I bet against me. I bet against me. And when I get her, I'm not fucking satisfied because I know I could do better. I'm not happy about the wins. Because I'm a winner already. I want to dominate. I want to break my personal records. I want to challenge myself. Steve, come on, man. Fuck talking to this woman right there. Let's do something more challenging today. Let's find a group of women and let's do that. Fuck that single girl, man. That's too easy. Let's challenge ourselves today. Let's do something different. All right, let's find two or more women, and you go talk to those motherfuckers. Let's challenge ourselves. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. I don't care about the ones. I wanna be challenged. I wanna go in that motherfucking cave and talk to those women. And I don't care if I lose or win. I don't lose. I learn, but it doesn't matter what happens because I'm always trying to dominate, and I'm always competing with myself. I'm always competing with myself because the problem is that, and before I bring in 1 second, the problem is when I'm talking to the woman, my problem is I've got to silence all these motherfuckers that's getting in my way from what I want to do. Because I've seen that as soon as I see her, what happens? Scribe comes in and says this. And then guess what? The warrior comes in and says that. And then the romantic me wants to talk. I don't want to use you, motherfucker. The sensual me wants to say something. Leave me the fuck alone. The dirty one, the nasty, the freaky. Everybody has something to say. Y'all shut the fuck up and let me do work for us. I'm working for us, guys. Let me do this. I got this. Let me do this. That's what I'm talking about. Did that say anything about the woman? Did that say anything about how pretty she looks? that say, oh, my God, she has other guys. I didn't say any of that. All I'm saying is that I'm telling me to shut the fuck up and let me handle it. Look, I'm going to get us the pussy. Just shut the fuck up. Let me do work. I got this because I've already scribed it. I've already put it through legislation. It's already law, so I know what I'm doing. So let me do this shit. Y'all could listen. Look, romantic you got time. I'll let you get a little bit in. Motherfucking sensual you can get in when you want to. Freaky you, I got you. I'm not going to let you in there. And dirty and nasty, y'all be patient and shit. They all going to get their time. Just let me handle the front work so then y'all motherfuckers can eat. It's like a bird. You know, like when a bird like gets a worm and comes back and feeds the chick? Well, let me get the worm or the woman, and then you guys can eat because we're all working for the greater good. So I'm just deciding what I want to bring in because I'm only focused on what I want to do. We're going to talk about the communication, okay? But let me grab this call real quick, and we're going to keep going, guys. We'll keep chopping it up. 404, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, yo, Steve, man. How you, what's going on, man? How you, handle women like the woman that you was talking to on the other live that you was on? It was a dark-skinned chick and a light-skinned chick who were married, you know? She funny as hell to the dark skin when she said, and then it's Steve. It's all about us, Steve. And all that.
Well, you mean how do I handle them?
Yes,
well,
how do you handle her?
How do I handle an ant crossing the street? I don't give a fuck. No, I'm not trying to be mean, but no, I just don't get, listen. An ant can talk, an ant can be, you know what I mean? Or a bird can go tweet, tweet, tweet. And, I don't know, I'll go hoo, hoo, hoo. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what they saying. Because if it doesn't benefit me, remember, it's none of my business. You're allowed to think and say what you want to say. But it's none of my business what you think until I make it my business. But right now, it's none of my business because I just don't care. You see what I'm saying, caller? I just don't care.
So do you think a woman like that is going to even try to, you know, is she going to be able to get on the program that you,
okay, listen to the language. Listen, I don't think a woman anything, dog. I think what I can, I don't place a, see, when you say, do I think a woman like that, you just place the judgment, man. That's the part, remember I talked about it a second ago. When you say a woman like that, you've already placed judgment on her. I don't place judgment on her because she ain't special. So it ain't a woman like that. It's a man like me. Because I only look to me. I don't look at the woman the way the average guy looks at the woman because the average guy looks at the beauty in the body. I'm looking at the character and what she brings to my life. I'm not looking, though, because you're supposed to be talking to beautiful women anyway, so that's an unwritten rule. You're supposed to be talking to bad women anyway. So I nullify that, but I don't give a fuck what she won, brother. I just don't care.
I got you. I definitely understand that. Yeah, Steve, I'm just coming on here to fuck with you, Steve. You know,
okay.
I just listen to you. I'll be in the background listening to you. That's all. I just see what she's going to say.
100, man. All right, we'll throw you in. Thank you for the call, man. Respect to you. Thank you, 404. Stay up in Atlanta. Eddie, thank you for the super chat, guys. I got a question. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate the super chat. All right, guys. We got to get into the changes. I don't want to make you feel like it's bad, but look, listen, for a lot of you guys out here, man, so many of you guys try to look like versus be like. So many of you guys, and this is how your mind tricks you by making you think that you need to look a certain way to get a certain kind of woman, and that's not the truth. And let me say this. A woman is allowed to want what she wants. I don't care because I think I'm him until she says no twice, and then I'm good. What I'm saying is this. I'm not saying, see, I don't want you guys to focus on your appearance for the woman. Now listen, this is a slippery slope. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're going to focus on your appearance, you focus on your appearance because you want something different for yourself. That's why I say if you want to focus on your appearance, so if you want nice clothes, get them because you want them. If you want to work out, do it because you want to be fitter than you or have muscles or whatever you want. But remember, as soon as you put a woman in anything that you do, you're doing it for the wrong fucking reasons. So then what you guys will do is that you will try to be, I mean, you'll try to pretend. You'll try to look the part versus be the part, okay? So I don't want you guys out there doing all this stuff that y'all doing for these women. They're just not that special. But, I mean, I'm just, hopefully I can get to y'all guys that y'all can understand your worth and your value, gentlemen, okay? That's what's so important here. All right, but let's get into this. Guys, I want to call in. We got 28 more minutes to call in if you want to call in. Put a cue if you have a question, and we'll continue this because, now I want to talk. This is where I get giddy, man. It's like my Christmas, man, communication, man. And I always tell y'all a story, man. The best time, the way I saw it that opened my eyes was when I was in the closet, okay? No, guys, not the closet. Not the closet, a closet, motherfucker. Hey, well, what happened was my mentor was teaching me the greatest lesson that I'm kind of talking to you about, but he let me see it because he was always, again, you know, the motto is don't believe me, see it for yourself. So, you know, I'm in the closet and he gives me a mirror and you slide the mirror underneath the door and you can see what's on the other side. So I'm in the closet. He brings this bad woman over, this bad. He sits her on the couch, had the music going on and stuff. And all he's doing is he's just in her ear. He's in her ear. She's taking her clothes off, playing with her pussy. And he had his clothes off, had his clothes on the whole time. But he was showing me the power of words, the power of communication, point where he began to explain to me that, look, what he got me to do was he started me watching a PBS show. It was a white man with an afro by the name of Bob Ross. Okay, so my second step was in showing me in my training of what I'm talking to you guys. He made me, they were on PBS, when I was called, it was on this thing called PBS. I don't even know if they have PBS anymore, but it was this white man with a big-ass afro and shit. Like, just a cool, laid-back motherfucker, right? But he made me watch these things. And I didn't understand it until I started to see it. And basically, what he made me see through Bob Ross was, this is what communication is. And Bob Ross is the perfect example that I had when I was small. Because what he was saying was, when you watch a Bob Ross show, and you can watch him on the internet or on YouTube, you just type up Bob Ross, you can watch a Bob Ross show. Bob Ross always starts with a blank canvas. The canvas is always, every show, blank canvas. And what he does is he lets that canvas come to life because not only is he painting, but he's connecting the story to go with it to even get more depth and get deeper as far as game. So once I learned about Bob Ross, that's when he got me to start writing poetry. That's when because I had to make the connection of spit and yak and flavor and all that other stuff. And I was about roses are red, violets are blue type bullshit, man. I didn't know, but with work, I just started writing poetry, and I learned through poetry. And for those that are listening right now that are like, what the fuck do you mean poetry? It's the things that you rap to. All you guys, whatever you listen to on the radio, It's poetry. It's just written words. If they rapping it, singing it, yelling it, hard rock, goth, whatever, it's all poetry. So I had to learn that, but I understood that the woman that I'm dealing with, when she meets me, I am that blank canvas, okay? I am that blank canvas. So what I have to do is I don't communicate in being surface level. You know, most guys, one-word answers, two-word answers. No, I want depth. I want to go deep. And the deeper you can go and connect with your words, your text messages, your voice messages, or your videos. Now, remember the guy asked me earlier, he asked me, well, how do you use the other guys against you? I'm not using the other guys against me. Help me. They're killing themselves because they're never going to take the time to learn how to paint, because in everything you're saying, gentlemen, to a woman, this is how I learned. This is how I learned. I learned I'm going to do two things to that canvas when I'm communicating. Either I'm drawing a stick figure on that canvas, meaning I ain't talking about shit, or I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, or I'm going to paint a Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa is going to have more depth because of the painting and the strokes and the curves and the lines, and that's where I've always wanted. I don't want to paint. See, when you are a one-word answer or you're talking to her and you're just asking or interviewing questions, there, that's the stick figure. You're not going deeper than surface level. But hold on, let me answer this question real quick while we continue. A gentleman says, went out on a date, kissed, spoke about sex. She says she finds me very attractive. Yesterday she says she doesn't like the idea of us. How do I respond to that? How do I get from a 1 to a 10? No, you – okay, brother, this is – I don't understand how you listen to me and have this as a question. It's telling me you're not being a student of the game. It's telling me you're not paying attention to what I'm saying. Because if you just follow what I'm saying and you just pay attention to what I'm saying, you're not going to have any shit like this. I keep telling all you motherfuckers that's listening to me, and I say this with love, if you don't listen to anything I say, because there's not one person on YouTube breaking this shit down like this, there are three levels of fucking trust. Three. And then you go, it's 10, 5, 1. And when she doesn't trust you, it's at a 10. When she first meets you, she doesn't trust you. I don't care what you've done. See, you got to a 5, sir, but you see, God, y'all don't understand how everything connects, man. See, if you had the kissing 101 and you took a little bit of kissing 101, a little bit of master the bedroom and a tad bit of dirty talk and put that motherfucker in your studio and gave that shit to your culinary school, you wouldn't be in this situation. But because you don't have depth, see, a kiss is not deep enough because there is nothing that you are communicating when you're kissing her. You just kissed her. You drew that stick figure. There was nothing in what you did to push her from a 5 to a 1, because what you don't understand is the way you kissed her gave her an idea of what you're going to be like in the bedroom. The way you kissed her already gave her an idea of what it's going to be like to be with you, and that's why she doesn't like the idea of you, because you, my friend, okay, is why are you talking? This is what I understand about you guys. Why are you the one talking about sex? Why are you talking about it? Do y'all understand women love? Do y'all understand women love talking about sex? Why on earth would you be the one that's so damn thirsty and desperate? Why are you talking about fucking? She should be talking about fucking. All right, let me show y'all this shit. Take that damn shit. She should be talking about fucking and shit. She should be sending you messages, telling you about what she wants to do to you. about what she thinks and how she feels about you. I mean, my God, man, what is all this? I gotta talk to her about sex because you're not experienced. See, the fact because you don't have any experience in the bedroom is why you're pushing sex on a woman that does not trust you. She doesn't trust you. She doesn't trust you at all. And what I'm saying is when you position yourself, when you know game, you don't push sex with someone who's sexually fucking frustrated like most of these women are. She should be pushing sex to you. She should be talking about sex. But you know what you did? You did what a lot of guys do. I keep telling you guys. A flirt, a hug, and a kiss does not mean she wants to fuck you. And it was something that she did on a little bit of level to give you a few of her little crumbs that you assumed that she wanted to fuck. And she realized that you don't have... She's not going to give herself to someone that's not experienced because you don't know what you're doing, young man. And that's what I'm saying, man. That's where a lot of y'all guys go wrong with this shit, man. You're not supposed to push the sex. She's supposed to, look, man, you're supposed to just be sitting back chilling. She'd be like, damn, you got some pretty eyes. I'm like, girl, stop that shit, man. Stop that. Oh, look at you blushing. You're so cute when you smile. Girl, stop that shit. Come here. Let me just pinch your little cheeks and give, I mean, all that shit. But here you are being a female talking about fucking and shit, man. That shows the lack of discipline, the lack of who you are, because you're pushing something that she should be pushing to you. I keep telling you, stop pushing for the fucking sex and get the invite. You just would have fucking followed what I teach and got the invite versus pushing the sex. And you started making her feel safe, and you started making her trust you a little more, you would have got it different. It would have been different. 18 minutes ago, guys, if y'all want to call in, but we're going to continue this after the phone lines go down. I got to fix that thing, but y'all calling 563. Yeah, but all that, I'm just not trying to knock you, man. It's just you got to stop that shit, man. All that trying to push for sex when you're just thirsty, man. It's because you got a kiss. She's right. She should say that to you because – there's nothing in the cupboard. But let me get back to what I was saying. So, guys, so what I learned is that when you're talking to a woman, when you're texting a woman, the one thing that separates me from them is that they are one-word ponies. They only know how to say yes, uh-huh, oh, yeah, sure. And they don't know how to talk to women. But in order to be able to learn how to truly talk to a woman, there are things that you have to master, because I had to master these things. The poetry and all that other stuff, it showed me this thing called creativity, man. The thing about what women love about men that are creative is that not only do they have the ability to take what they're saying and return serve, but they can return serve in such a way where that woman can feel through the words how powerful that man is by what he's saying, because I'm not ashamed of me. I'm not telling y'all to wear some leotards and ballet dance, not at all. Y'all know my poetry, but y'all see all my poetry I write. I have no problem. I write poetry. I've been writing that shit since I can remember, because I want to fucking perfect, and I haven't done it yet. I want to perfect that side of me that can put that flavor in her motherfucking ear, but also the creative side of me realize that I can just stop right there. But because I push myself creatively, I ask myself, what can I do to attack in two places? Why not be creative on what she sees as well as what she hears? Because she's not even used to a hear, and she damn sure ain't used to a see. So what happens when I give her a hear and a see? when I put flavor in her eyes, when she comes over my place because I created this and set it up, is when she walks into my place, that when she walked into my place, that I had my guide, my tour guide, not just sit down. They don't want to sit down because they look at the artwork. They look at the nude photos and things like that. Not the photo, the painting, not photos. They look at the paintings and they look and they have their wine or whatever they're drinking. And they just walk up to it and just look at it like they're fascinated. But that's the drawing that allows me to get behind her and tell her the story of what I thought about when I purchased that. This is why, this is what I was doing. This is what I was thinking. But this is why I love this. And this is why I love this painting, because this is sexy to me. It's essential, because this is part of the fuck pad, man. But everything I do it on such a high level because I'm always creating, gentlemen. I'm always saying to myself, what the fuck can I do next? That the average guy isn't even thinking on that level, gentlemen. That's where the creative side comes in. John says, how do you figure out how to be creative and write a story opposed to making the stick figure? Hey, John, great question. But, John, listen to me, brother. A stick figure is giving a woman a one-word answer. What I love to do. Now, remember, this goes back to my four. Remember, guys, we did a show, The Law of Four. What I always want to do whenever I'm talking to a woman is I always want to have the current going towards my four. And like I told you, this is where I told you. Let me show you guys. I told you this is where it becomes a flexible four. It's not a fixed four. Okay, remember, let me see where it's at, gentlemen. I think it's right here. Let me pull it up for you guys, explain what I'm saying right here, because I don't – let me see where the fuck is that shit at, son. Son, let me pull that up. Where is it? I think it's on the – where did I put that joint? Hold on. Got that joint right here. Hold on, let me show you what I'm talking about. Here we go. So like I was saying before, great question, John, but what I'm saying is that the fixed four is the time, but the flexible four is how I communicate. And my whole thing is, John, is that – The reason why I do this is because I have choices of attacking from land, sea, air, or space, and how I communicate with her. So, see, each and every one of you are full of stories, and this is where the coaching comes in at, to learn the real you, to learn you. The problem is y'all don't take time to really learn you and to know what everything that you do is always going to be attached to a story. No matter what it is you do, it's always attached to a story. But a lot of you guys don't retain that information to use that to benefit yourself. But also I talk about me, but I also use that to pull out curiosity in a woman, to make her smile more, to make her blush more, to turn her on more, because I'm taking what she's giving me. See, I don't ask questions. I don't ask what she does for a living. I don't ask when her last man was. I don't ask where she went to college. I will never interview. I don't interview. I will never interview women because I'm full of stories and adventures, and I can express me the best way I know how because I know me. So when you're talking to a woman and all that other stuff, getting back to your question right here, you're talking to a woman. It's taking it beyond. See, like I told you guys before, and this is why everything connects, because it goes back to the sound checks. Like I told you guys before, I don't even know if I still have the. I don't know if I have the paper. Oh, I don't know what I did with my little sound check paper. I don't know what I did with it. Nope, not around here. I don't know what I did with that shit. But anyway, no. What I'm saying is that. I create everything I create to position myself to be able to express myself, even when I'm not trying to express myself. And what I want to make sure I do is, and again, this is a guide, I want to make sure that when I'm talking to the woman, that I'm talking to her. I'm not talking at her. I'm talking to her. See, I want her to invest herself in me. But the only way I can get her to invest in me is not try to force myself on her, but to let her see that I don't operate under the same mindset as the average guy. That the average guy out there is going to talk average big guy. Okay, John, he's just going to talk about basic things on the surface. But I am always looking to not only move the pendulum, but also make sure that I take, see, the more I can take away her insecurities, and the more I can make her feel sexy, and the more I can make her feel safe, the more she's going to want to be with me, because I'm doing the thing that most guys don't do without even trying. I'm not trying. I just don't try. This is what I am. I can talk about anything, anytime, anywhere, and take what she's saying and put it towards a benefit for me to show her that I can talk. We can have great conversations. We can have deep and great conversations about anything because I have an opinion and all you guys have an opinion. I'm not going to talk about politics and I'm not going to talk about religion because out of respect, and I'll say that respectfully, you know, I don't discuss those things. You are what you are, and, you know, I'm not here to change what you are. You know, if you want to talk about that, that's fine, okay? You're saying, how do I get her trust to go from a five back to – well, no, brother. Let me explain what you did. You went from a 10 to a 5, but instead of going to the right to go towards flirting and intimacy and making her feel safe around you and she feels sexy around you, you swung that 5 over to the left where you're a her gay best friend, that guy that's just a brother to her. So technically, you went from a 10 to a 5 to a 50. You went from a 10 to a 5 to 50 because the shields were down. But once she realized that all you are is about fucking her, which you placed the judgment on her, she's like, no, I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not that kind of girl. But if you would have taken your time and you would have showed her that she needs to make the move because she invited you in, she would have been flirting with you. Then you would have been to a 1. But no, when she realizes that you're not a sexual partner, your 10 is going to go up to a 50 or 100. You'll never come back down because you've already set the impression. Remember, the 10 is a set impression, the 5 is a set impression, and the 1 is a set impression. So if you get down to a 5 and you set that impression that swings towards the friend zone, that 5 is going to hit you back up to a 50 because you're not a sexual partner. She doesn't see you in a sexual way. Because you're just like all the other guys, and that's why you lose. Because all the other guys tried the same shit that you tried. And she remembers the result. And because she remembers the result, that's why she's got her shields up, because she's met a thirsty guy like you before that sold on a false bar of goods, a false bag of goods, acting like you were really interested in her, and all you were interested in fucking her. But you didn't even be honest with her about that shit. That's why you lost, man. You went from a 5 up to a 50 because you deceived her. You judged her, and you have no experience. That's why you got 50. You deceived her because if all you want to do is fuck, you should have said something. If all you want to do that, but that's where you failed, because she thought she had value. And then you place a judgment on her talking about sex like she's some kind of whore. I ain't say she ain't a whore, but you can't make her feel like a whore. And that's what you did. And that's what a lot of y'all guys don't see. You make them, listen, when you swing to the right, that's when they feel that they can be whorish because you're not going to judge them. But as soon as you place a judgment on her, that shit went to the left and up. Instead of going, you can't fix that because you have already made the perception, man. And that's why I keep trying to tell you guys, you got to chill the fuck out. Stop going for the sex. Go for the invite because you get it all. You get it all. But getting back to, John, back to you, John, like I was saying, my brother. is that this is where the conversations come in at, the conversation class one, all the other stuff, because it's hard to learn how to communicate. Like, learning how to communicate is really starting to ride the tricycle. But the one thing that I always tell all you guys that nobody ever talks about, there's not one person on YouTube that tells you about going to the dollar store and getting a 100-piece puzzle set. There's not one guy on motherfucking YouTube telling you this but me. There's not one person. You need it in order to begin the process is, again, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart and get a 100-piece puzzle set. And you dump all the puzzles on the table. You rip the box up and you begin to put that puzzle together. And what that puzzle is going to do is a few things. And that, and whoever, that 25 guys, you damn sure need to get a fucking puzzle, because it teaches you patience. It teaches you discipline. It teaches you how to work outside in, because you start the border first and you work outside in. And last but not least, it shows you how to communicate with yourself blind. See, you're not looking at the box for the training wheels. You rip that fucking box up and throw it away and take your time, because things take time. And once you fix that puzzle and get all those pieces together, you break that motherfucker up and do it faster. See, it's like you don't pat yourself in the back. Do it faster, man. Break that shit up or get another one and go faster next time. But that's how it works. It's the communication that you have with yourself. Just like using what she says to get more curiosity out of her when trying to get that trust. See, listen, listen. We're not trying to get trust. I am trustworthy. I'm not trying to show her that she can trust me. Because I'm not trying to force, I'm not trying to prove myself to her. But through the way we talk to each other, she's going to start to trust me, because she's not going to be able to, she can't figure out what the fuck I'm doing. She doesn't see it. She's blind, because she's never met me before. She expects me to be like no old boy 25, and she expects me to bend over backwards and prove myself to her and hope that, listen to me and please trust me because I'm no, fuck no. Uh-uh. No. All I do is I tap into the emotions and I paint the picture. That's all I'm doing, is I'm tapping into the emotions. I am not trying to get her to trust me, but she's going to begin to trust me because how she feels when I'm not around. Remember, guys, I keep telling you, I'm not about what I am when I'm with her. Only positioning myself. All right, 96, the line's going to be down in 90 seconds. But I only try to position myself. Guys, we're going to do one more hour. I only position myself, guys, to make sure that when she and I are not talking, that I'm on her motherfucking mind. Why? Because I position myself to make her, I'm going to touch her without touching her. When I'm not around, I'm still going to fucking touch her. 60
seconds.
And the average guy doesn't do that. They don't know how to do that. Steve, you constantly say don't approach women, but women rarely approach men. So how do you expect to get women? GP, you're new to this, so welcome to the show, sir. Okay, sir, I never said nothing about women approaching men. I don't talk about that. You're new to this, so over in this place here, we don't approach women. What we do is we put in our bid. And our bid is our resume of why she should suck my dick, or why she is lucky enough that I'm looking at her. But my bid is clear, concise, and impactful and transparent. I'm not beating around the bush like y'all do when y'all approach. I'm not walking on eggshells like y'all do when y'all approach. I'm not trying to backdoor like y'all do when y'all approach. I'm not throwing shit up on the wall like y'all do when y'all approach. Because, see, when you, gentlemen, when you approach a woman, which you guys don't understand and which you don't know, is that when you guys approach a woman, you're telling her, I have no values, no principles, I have no character, I have no tendencies, I have no personality, I have no concept of self, I have no self-identity, I have no self-image, I have no self-concept, I don't know who the fuck I am, nor do I know how to ask what I want. That's all you're saying when you approach. So if you believe that you should approach women, then this is not the place for you, because that's beneath me. I don't teach guys to do feminine, weak-ass shit. If you want to approach women, then you're in the wrong place. If you want to learn how to put your bid in, well, you can't call it now, but get some coach or something like that, and now we can work on your bid. Because, again, you've never heard about your bid, because all you've been doing all your life is just practicing something that's making you look weak in the eyes of a woman, because you think they're fucking special. You think they're so special that you've got to talk to them different every time you meet them. So, no, we don't approach women, sir. So you being new here, I know you don't understand that, but we don't approach women here, sir. So, no, we don't. We put our bid in, sir. We do not approach women, and we don't, period. Is there classes on positioning yourself? Well, everything I'm teaching you, 4L, is positioning yourself, brother. Everything we're showing you is about positioning, because everything you're doing is showing that creative side of you. But I need to continue, because we got another hour so I can break some of this stuff down. But outside of, for you guys out there, outside of you guys being creative, there are certain things that come with communication, okay? See, let me turn the lines are down. So, guys, any questions? Y'all have a question, just put a Q in there, and we'll answer your question. If y'all got a question and everything like that, guys, just go ahead and put a Q in there, and we'll answer any of your questions that you have. And we will continue this, guys. It's Demand Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. And we are chopping it up. I want to say thank you all you guys out there that's liking the show. I appreciate you guys, but let's continue in this so we can keep educating you on the game and how you can begin the process. See, the one thing that the average guy isn't, that guys who can paint the picture, and go in depth of whatever they talk about, is that guy is not curious about what is outside of him or in front of him. He's not curious about the woman. What he does is he's more curious about himself. See, the communication comes from the man that wants to learn more things about himself. And not only learn things about himself, but to be able to market himself to himself so he believes in himself. So when he says something to a woman, that it's not coming off like it's generic. It's got to be all this stuff that I'm showing you, gentlemen. It has to be a belief in oneself. And it's a belief in what you say. Why can it be hard to know? Why can it be hard to know what it is you want? Well, okay. The reason why it's hard for you to know what it is you want is because you really, truly don't even know who you are. You don't know why you are. You can't want anything when you don't build something for yourself that goes beyond women. All this is not about women. This is, I keep telling you, I can't make it about you guys. It's all about you, man. It's not about these. These women are just not special. Should not be special in your life where you put them above yourself. But you can't see when you're see the thing is bad, and I want to stop about the want, because I want to get y'all off of that want shit for a second, because it's the want that hurts you a lot. Because like I say, where are we at? The ace. So what? 23 more days until you guys sit around and make a bunch of wants that, you know, you don't really want to do. But what I'm saying is that you've got to stop wanting things. I want to get over fear. I want to talk to that woman. I want confidence. I want to improve. I want. And all you're doing is you're actually lying to yourself, and that's your mind making you think you really want something when you really don't really want what it is you want. But your mind plays tricks on you and stuff. Your mind is smart enough to make you want the wrong things. And your mind is also smart enough to make you look for the wrong things, and that's what self-sabotages you. See, the thing is it's not about what I want. See, when you build, how can you want what you can build? How you want love, you got to find self-love. You see what I'm saying? If you want sex, you got to learn how to be sexy. You got to learn how to be sexual. You got to learn how to be seductive. You got to learn how to be romantic. You got to learn that women want men who can push them beyond their own sexual thoughts. But you can't push her beyond anything when you're putting her on a fucking pedestal. You can't do that. You can't win with a woman when you are worshiping. When you're looking up at her, oh, my God. It ain't like that, man. It's not like that. Question. KB, what are you saying? She expects you to be kissing her ass, but I'm busy talking about myself. Once Fernie set boundaries, make her prove herself. Correct me if I'm wrong. Well, yeah, but wait, let me fix my camera. Yeah, you're right. I see exactly what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that I want her to prove herself to you, but the only way she's going to do that is when you chip that 10 to a 5, meaning that when she begins to trust you and feel something for you, she will begin to see the value in you, and she will begin to flirt with you, and that will push you, as long as you ride that current correctly, that is going to push you towards your one. Last night, when got some food, the girl taking my order was giving me a hard time. She was really cute and young. Afterwards, I realized I forgot to put my bid in. How do you handle this in the future? You just didn't want her. This is what I understand. This is what I understand. You didn't really want her. And the fact is that, listen, look, okay, look what you said. All right, last night I went to get some food, okay? The girl taking my order was giving me a hard time. Okay, so fucking what? She was really cute and young. Okay, but here's my thing. Well, I want her to be legal, and when I say young, guys, I hope she's 18, you know, she's legal. But I listen to what you're saying here. She's cute. You've already lost right there because you placed a – listen, judgments doesn't have to be mean thoughts. Judgments can also be kind words, because it should be an unwritten rule that you talk to beautiful women. So she shouldn't be anything. She's a woman. You should just say, I met this woman. That's it. You don't need to describe. See, when you begin to describe her, that's saying you're putting in place judgments on that woman versus putting judgments on yourself. And you didn't forget to put your bid in because you didn't want to talk to that woman, man. Gentlemen, when you really want to talk to somebody and you got your bid down, you're just going to do it. And here's the problem, 559. You just had fear, you had anxiety, and you didn't really have a bid. You didn't even know what your bid is. And then all of a sudden you're saying, how do I handle this in the future? You handle this in the future by learning how to put your bid in, man. You're not rehearsing your bid because you're caught up in how she looks and how she behaves. And who gives a fuck how she looks and how she behaves? As long as you put your bid in, you're good. Yeah, you pedestalize her. That's what you went wrong by doing that, man. You don't put this woman up and make her feel she's not special. I don't understand why y'all make these women like I don't know, man. But let me get back to what I was talking to y'all guys about. So outside of the curiosity, gentlemen, I am 50 fucking years old. And I am a big fucking kid. I have my creativity, my imagination, and a sense of adventure still at this age. I never killed that part of myself. And see, the thing is that when you're playful and you just don't take things seriously, I don't take women seriously enough. I love to have fun because I'm a fun person. I love to have a good time because I am a good time. And I love, and because I don't take myself seriously as far as I don't mind. If you always see me on Facebook, I always talk shit about myself. Or like when the Cowboys lose, I even poke fun at them. And if y'all go, all I got to do is look at my Facebook. Y'all see how my sense of humor is. And women love that shit. Women love that sense of humor, man. They love that. They're like, God damn, you're a funny motherfucker. And I'm not even a comedian. I just poke fun, and I don't take things too seriously and stuff like that, man. I'm very playful with things. I don't let a woman phase me enough where I've got to, I got to be right. I got to be stiff. I got to make sure I pose correct. Man, I don't do none of that shit. I'm too laid back in the motherfucking cut. The same way we don't judge, we don't place judgments on a woman. Do we not judge? Well, that's the problem. You do judge. The problem is that you do three judgments. You judge yourself, you judge the women, and then you judge other men. That's what y'all do. Those are your three negatives right there. Judging yourself is telling yourself that you just ain't good enough or you don't have fill in the blank. Judging a woman is automatically assuming that just because she dresses a scantily clad that she's easy. Or that, you know what, she's an easy fuck. I'm not saying she ain't an easy fuck, but you automatically judge her thinking that she is. And then when you don't get your way, you'll be the first one calling her a bitch. I got a good video I'm going to be putting out on that thing. A guy follows a woman around, and then when she tells him I'm not interested, he start cussing her ass out and shit. That's crazy. But then what you guys do is you judge other men. You bring other men into this because – if for some reason you think it feels better that you talk about other men or discuss other men when you're placing judgment. So there are three judgments that you make on yourself. You judge yourself, you judge the women, and you judge other men because you compare with other men. You compare versus compete. Thanks, Steve, because I'm looking to fuck as much of them as means they have to create my communication and set myself right. Respect to you, KB. I see that shit. Let's see. Let me keep going. Let me see here. 25. He says, so do I let her go since I went to a 5 to a 50? Dog, why are you waiting? Dog, see, you're, again, listen. In order to be a student of the game, you got to soak up the information that I give you. Because if you go back to the law of time that I posted, I think it was last week or maybe the week after. If you watch that, you'll know that you're wasting your fucking time. But see, because your time isn't valuable to you, you're just hanging out with the fucking food. I don't know why the fuck you're doing that. Why the fuck would you talk to a woman that already told you you ain't fucking? Why even waste your time? And the fact that you're hanging around makes it even worse. It makes it even worse. Dude, if she would have told you that shit and you said, you know what, cool, the next time you want to have fun, the next time you want to get away from it all, the next time you want to mess around, hey, light a candle in the window, you float the fuck off. At that point, that might have changed things because then she wasn't expecting that, but she's already expecting you to do what the average guy who wants pussy is going to do. He's still good. Even the women talked about it yesterday. What do they tell you? They got all these guys. They tell them we ain't fucking, and yet they choose to hang around. Even though they know they ain't going to get no ass, they choose to hang around. So she's in the catbird position, and you don't even see that, brother. You don't even see it, man, okay? That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Because, see, What I'm saying to all you guys that's listening to me, all you guys that's listening and soaking up this game, is that I want you guys to understand that. Look, we got time. But what I want y'all guys to do while I'm doing this, because while I'm teaching y'all, because I want to show you how your mind should work. Guys, you know what time this is. You know what time we're about to do right now. We're going to do this for the next hour while I'm teaching y'all, okay? This is the time right now. It's not stomp me or anything. Just, y'all know, anything a woman can say to you that will throw you off. Anything. This is the time. When I'm going to show you why, because I just want y'all to see how deep you can with depth and what she can say. And everything that they say, guys, I'm going to try to push it to my four. I'm going to try to push it to my four. Now, if I got to say goodbye, I will. But y'all just, I don't care. Just put a, you can put a Q or W. Just put a W. Just put a W and put a statement that a woman's going to say while I'm teaching this. And I will stop. I'll read that fucking statement. And I'm going to show you depth in how you talk, because there's nothing a woman can say to me that I can't return serve or guide her where I want her to go. Okay? So I want y'all, this is practice for you guys, okay? Because I want to make sure y'all understand that, okay? So my self-judgment is the reason why I don't like, yes, because what you're doing is, instead of going to the light switch and saying, I want to turn the light switch on, what you're doing is you're walking up to the light switch and saying, oh, my God, I don't know if I could do it. Oh, the light switch might not like me. If I turn the light switch on, I might not have the opportunity. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? Oh, my God, what happens if the light switch comes on versus if it turns off? Whenever I flip the switch and it doesn't come on anyway. Oh, my God, am I good enough for her? I mean, oh, my God, maybe the light switch might be like some other guy that has a better body than me, that looks better than me. I mean, look at the light switch. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Versus you just going on to flip that motherfucker, you know what I mean? Doing that shit. All right. At a restaurant, she asked me if I wanted a receipt. I told her, nah, I don't need it. Forgot my bid receipts. Was I supposed to tell her yes to give a receipt? No, man, no, no, no. Look. No, man, no, no, man. Why do y'all guys hate yourselves so much? I don't understand why y'all hate yourselves, man. Stop asking for fucking numbers, man. Tell that fucking woman to call you. Tell that woman to call you. Look, I know you're at work right now, and I know you're busy, and I don't want to take too much of your time. But look, hey, look, here's my number. My name is Steve. Call me when you can. You know what? After just spending a few minutes with you, I told myself that, you know what, this is the kind of person I can see I want to get to know in a more intimate way anyway. So here's my number. Call me. That's it. And float the fuck off. Wait for her to call you. All right. So let's get to this one. Let's see here. Let me see here. What's she got here? Many people are different opinion, but to me, give me your own definition of what I do. No, I see myself every time because I'm not fine. All right. That's what's up. All right. Here we go. All right, woman. Okay. After work so we can't hang out. Okay, cool. Hey, well, hey, listen to me. Peep game. Let me show you what I'm showing before I say what I say. Okay. So I know that she has to work, okay, meaning that she's going to be tired. And I know she can't hang out. So here's the thought process here's what I'm painting, okay? I'm going to show you the thought process. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use her job as a way to go ahead and set all this up, okay? Here we go. I understand that I get that you have to work and we can't spend any time together. Hey, check it out. When you have some time, maybe on your lunch break, but I really don't want to see you on your lunch break. When you get off of work, let me know when you get off of work. And you know what? I got a good idea. Why don't you relax? I'll come over there and I will bring nothing but hugs and nothing but kisses. And I'll whisper things to you. And if you're a good girl, what I'll do is I'll make sure I give you a nice bubble bath and I can sit back and watch you wash that body, because there's something that's so sexy about how you move. But yeah, I know, listen, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you got to work, but you just do me a favor. Can you send me a photo of yourself so I can tell you all the things I'm going to do to you when you get off of work? and then we can really hang out. You see what I'm saying? All I'm doing is taking the fact that she has to work and the fact that we can't hang out. Just because we can't hang out now doesn't mean we can't hang out later on. But hang out is not hanging the fuck out. Hang out is her hanging her mouth on my motherfucking nutsack. So that's to me. But let's keep it going if y'all have some, okay? Let me see. You say, that's what a girl said to me. Wait, what did she say to you? Wait, let me go back. What did she fucking say to you? You said, she, many people, a different opinion, but me, but wait, opinion about me, about me. So give me your own definition. What I do is know is that I don't see myself having sex anytime soon because I haven't found anybody who's worth my virginity. Well, here's the thing. I'm not here to take your virginity, but at the end of the day, I'm not here to waste your time. So listen, you know, I am sexually attracted to you, but please understand this. Now, guys, this is respecting your boundaries. Listen, I understand that your first time is a very special time. And you know what? I don't think I am the guy for your first time because what we are going to be is not in a relationship because I don't know you well enough to give you one. And one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not the kind of man to push sex anyway, but I'm not the kind of man to sit around and wait for things to happen. So listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw you back into the water because you know what? I'm not the man for you. You don't want to be with a guy like me right now. You go ahead and maintain your virginity and all of this stuff. And when you get a little, speedometer on you and you start to learn a few things, let me know. But I'm throwing her back in the water, dog. I'm getting rid of her. I'm getting rid of her. I don't want a virgin. I don't want to take her virginity. I don't want to take her virginity. Let's see here. I tried to give a girl my number while she was at work. Well, dude, what? How old are you, dude? Oh my God, brother, y'all gotta have a little common sense, man. I don't even want to read this. I can't believe that you're talking to women at your job, dude. Why the? Oh, my gosh, man, stop doing that. Please stop talking to women at your job, man. Please stop. Please stop talking to women at your job. Let me continue what I'm saying. If y'all come up with things women say, I'm going to keep continuing about some of the things. Now, gentlemen, this is one of the things that a lot of you guys are not. Well, it's something that you are not used to doing that you used to be. Gentlemen, when you were young, I would say when you were between the ages of 1 and maybe 5, even 6 years old, you were very open-minded, okay? You were open-minded to new ideas. If your mom or your teacher gave you a marker, a crayon, a paintbrush, or anything in a piece of paper, your mind took you to places where you were either drawing spaceships or battle guys and things like that. You had an open mind, but something happened when you became closed-minded to these women. See, these women are looking for somebody who has an open mind because it's that gentleman that's going to push her beyond her sexuality. Remember, guys, when these women, that's why we always tell you about August being the best day, especially with this COVID and stuff. These are the best times right now because these women from, I don't want to talk about high school, but let's say when they're entering college, we know what they're doing in high school, but when they enter college, we talk about those, that they are looking to push the boundaries of their sexuality because they're only used to the boring Bob guys in high school that do the same boring shit. And they want experience. They want someone to make their toes curl on a mental level that knows what he's doing, that is open-minded to a lot of things. Again, as an ex-gigolo and a whore, I'm open-minded to everything but bisexual. And nothing I do, don't do anything bisexual. Nothing bisexual. Now, we run a train on somebody and give each other high fives while we smash and that kind of shit, but nothing, we stay on each other's side. What they say on Entourage, we don't cross swords or anything like that. But outside of that, my mind is open because the canvas, remember, is blank. And whatever she feels and whatever she thinks, which is good on my part, is that I can always elevate it. Remember, guys, communication, you must be able to elevate or educate that woman because the average guy isn't doing that. So because I'm open, I'm open to all that. I don't, again, and the reason why I'm so open is because I don't judge women. I allow her to be what she thinks she is to herself, but then when she gets to me, I open up other doors to let her see things in herself that no one else has had her see. And when she sees that, that's just the equivalent of her taking cocaine versus taking fentanyl, because it's going to up the ante of her wanting to be with me. But you've got to be open-minded. But being open-minded, you cannot judge women. You cannot judge women at all, man. Women. Okay, women. So you want to get to know me for no reason and not date. What a waste of time. No, it's not necessarily a waste of time. Now, let me explain something. No, wait, let me give you all the play-by-play. I want to give you all the play-by-play. We're not just saying. I'm going to give you play-by-play. What I'm taking right now is I'm going to get to know her. I'm going to take not date, and I'm going to take waste of time, and I'm going to push that to my fore while being clear, concise, transparent to this woman, okay? So what I'm saying is this. Listen, the reason why I'm here is to get to know you. Now, please don't get it wrong. I am sexually attracted to you. But what you need to understand about a man like me, because I meet a lot of women, I'm not trying to be an asshole or try to be crass or anything. I run into a lot of women all the time. So I'm always trying to find that woman whose character matches her beauty. And that's what I love to do. And that's what I want to get to know. I want to know what's behind that smile. I want to know things about you that you don't share with anybody else if you really want to know the truth. I want to know what makes you dance. I want to know what makes you smile. And I want to know what makes you think. I want to know what makes you smile. And I want to know what makes you dance naked in the rain if you really want me to be honest with you. I want to know things about you that you might not even know about yourself. I want to know those things. I don't believe it's a waste of time. But if you feel like things are a waste of time, well, here's my number. Hey, when you want to get back at me and you change your mind, get at me. Other than that, take care. Dawn. See what I'm saying? Remember, guys, I'm just taking what they're saying and using it to benefit me. Okay? Okay? That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing, okay? All I'm doing is when they're allowed, because see, they're not used. Okay, remember I always say to y'all guys this. This is very important. And this goes into the next one of being flexible. I am in my mind, when I talk to a woman, that canvas is blank. But in my mind, I am air and sand. And I know that I can fit into any fucking hole or shape there is. I'm fine with that. It's just how I choose to do it. But with that being said, at the end of the day, gentlemen, that a lot of these women, they deal with so many surface level guys that say surface level things and act surface level that's what they're used to. So what they do, and like I showed you before, is that they let the shields down. They let the shields down in front of them because they know the average guy will never be straight up with her or give her a sample of what it's like to be with him on a sexual level here, not on the physical. But see, the thing that throws her off is that she automatically assumes that, oh, he just wants to fuck me, so let's play. Let's play and see who fucks who first. So where she's got all her guns protecting the sex. But while she has all her guns protecting the sex versus a guy like me, I'm not trying to get the sex. So if the guns are pointed that defend the sex, what do you think is wide the fuck open? This. Why? It's the one thing they never protect because it's the one thing most motherfuckers don't try to conquer. Say it again. is the one thing they don't ever protect, because it's the one thing most guys never want to conquer. They want to conquer this down there. That's got all the shields, the moats and all that shit down there. But this, oh man, this is, hey man, that motherfucker just got one motherfucker holding a slingshot. I mean, he just walk down and smack that motherfucker and take over, man. It's an easy conquer, because she knows that the average guy doesn't have depth. But she's seen so many average that she won't even know what to do when she meets an above average man. Because what fucks her up is she thinks she's all that because the average guy made her feel like she's all that, right? But when a real motherfucker walks up to her, he ain't making her feel sexy by telling her all that shit that the average guy says. He ain't even thinking about that. And it kind of fucks her off a little bit, because at the end of the day, she's not prepared for that. What she's prepared for is, okay, he's going to kiss my ass. He's going to roll fruit in my feet. He's going to tell me how pretty I am. He's going to beat around the bush. He's going to take me out to dinner. Then all of a sudden she meet me and she's like, he's not doing any of this shit. Why isn't he trying to hit on me? I mean, why isn't he trying to fuck me? I know he has other women, but what the fuck is wrong with me? Why isn't he trying to fuck me like all these other guys? Who the fuck does he think he is? And she doesn't even know I'm almost inside without even trying. Because she's trying to figure out me. She's trying to figure out why I'm not moving like that. But then all of a sudden, she really goes deep in her fucking mind in that file cabinet way down there and say, wait a second, this motherfucker playing by a whole different set of rules. I don't know. I don't know what is it. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't even know what he's moving. So what I'm saying, guys, is again, when a woman says something, make sure y'all post it. I got you guys. But what I'm saying is to you guys out there is that what I want to do, because I'm flexible, is that when a woman can see things in herself by how you make her feel about herself, it fucks her head up. Again, like I told you, most of these motherfucking women are insecure as fuck. And they will wear the dresses, the purse, and makeup, and all that other stuff, like I said before. But I'm not – when you elevate and educate, that's when you change things around. She's not used to talking to somebody who does voice messages, video messages, who makes her smile, who can make her smile, who I'm flexible enough, I read between the lines. And not only do I read between the lines, when I read between the line of something that's wrong with her, I already have it locked and loaded and stored away. Meaning that if she's having a bad day, right, I already know how she sounds and how she behaves to show me she has a bad day. But I'm not trying – listen, guys, I'm not trying to fix what she has. I'm not trying to fix it. Guys, you never want to fix it. You never want to fix it. But you want to show her that you understand and you backing off. Because there's sometimes, you know, when they have a bad day, I kind of back off because, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm going to leave you – I'm going to let you, you know, well, why, wait, did I do something wrong? No, I can tell you weren't feeling, you know, you weren't in a good mood. You know, you just felt like you weren't, or you were argumentative or something like that. So I'm not doing that. But you gotta be flexible, guys. You have to be able to read between the lines, gentlemen. That is so important because the average guy doesn't read between the line at all. He just takes her for what she is. And look, she has bad days. She's going to cramp. Stomach's going to hurt. All these women always go through shit. But I'm not here to solve what she's going, but I'm here to let her know, hey, listen, I'm there. Or, look, I got a suggestion to do. Because when she's feeling like shit and you can put a smile on her face, oh, shit, man, you halfway there again. If I want a relationship with a woman, how do I go about that? Or does she have to bring it up? Well, 25, you've already failed again. Instead of wanting to have a relationship with a woman, why don't you start the process of having a relationship with your motherfucking self? Have your... Guys, the reason why I get them is because they can't figure out that all I'm doing is I'm in a relationship with me. With me, I'm not in a relationship with her. I'm not in with her. I'm just feeling her out. I'm not in a relationship with her. But I'm always in a relationship with me because I'm always evolving me, growing me, learning me, moving me. I'm doing all these things, man. I'm doing all these things. But I'm not trying to be in anything, man. And as soon as you want a relationship, man, my God. Dude. I always tell you guys, it's okay for a woman to say she wants to be in a relationship because she's a fucking woman. I don't understand why you fucking guys always want to do with these women. I want a relationship. I want to. Oh, man, that is so fucking feminine of you, man. Why do you want a relationship so bad? And I bet you can tell me, 25, why do you want a relationship so bad? You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why before you even tell me. Because in your little fucked up ass world, that woman is going to define who the fuck you are. You have no self-definition. You don't even know yourself. Like I said before, you're not even in a relationship with yourself. And yet you want a relationship with somebody. So what you're saying is, see, you know, back in the olden days, when women had morals and shit, they used to have this thing called a scarlet letter, right? Like when she was an adulteress, she used to have to wear a letter or walk around with some mark to show that she was an adulteress, right? Well, let me show what you're doing right now. You're doing the exact same thing. You're marking yourself to be a mark for these women. You're sitting around, okay? You're sitting around here saying that, you know what? I want a relationship. And the sad part is that you want a relationship. And the worst part is you don't even have a relationship with yourself. Guys, y'all don't understand when you don't ask for sex, you ain't talking about relationships or listen, but this is important. Now, you got to let her know where she stands, though. When you fucking, you got to let her know where she stands. Don't lead her on. What I'm saying to you guys is never walk out your goddamn door saying, I want some pussy. I want a relationship. I'm looking for a girl or something like that. You will automatically fail when you do that. When you walk out your door saying you want that, you become a mark. Guys, I'm telling you, listen, I try not to give them credit, but boy, they can smell you from a mile away. And you better hope that one that smells you from a mile away doesn't make you that sucker. Because women have met you before. You thirsty motherfuckers that want relationship. I want a relationship. Why? 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 Why do you want a relationship? But you're like chasing a ghost. You've never met the woman before. You don't know anything about her character. You don't know anything about her, but you want a relationship with a mythical something out there. And then because you want a relationship, you'll cling to anything and anybody because you want. Listen, for the ladies out there, all my ladies out there, I say, oh, y'all doing ladies. It's okay for the ladies to want relationships. That's an emotional thing. I'm fine with it. Women should be like that. That's what women should do. But you men should never come off this thing saying that, you know what, I want a relationship. Because as soon as you got that little mark, oh, man, listen, some of them would do you a favor and not fuck with you. But, man, when you're food, oh, man, dude, hey, yo, you want a relationship? Shit, Christmas is right around the corner. I want this, 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 and that. I want that, 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 and that. You take me out to dinner. You know what? And then she's going to rub you, take you in a relationship. Okay? What I'm saying is this, is for you, 25, you don't even know the relationship you have with yourself. And the reason I know you don't know yourself is the statement that you said about yourself. You never walk out your door looking for a relationship. Because whoever you meet out that door is not relationship worthy just yet. But you want to give them the benefits of a relationship to somebody that has not even proven her fucking worth. But you just want to hand your respect over like Halloween candy and start a relationship. And that's why you become food. And that's why a lot of women don't respect you guys. They like y'all easy. Y'all, it can't be this easy, girl. Oh, yeah, it is easy. He wants a relationship. So you know what? I'm going to drag this motherfucker along as far as I can, then I'll toss him to you, girl. Some women will do that. Won't say all of them, but don't, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all got to wake up with that stuff, man. You said, about it. You're funny. But what I'm saying is this, and this is part of, like I said, I talked about being flexible and everything, being water, sand, and motherfucking air. But most of you don't understand this part of painting the picture is having an independent thought, being independent. That is so key in putting flavor in a woman's ear. Because what you want to do is you want to allow the woman her personal freedom, okay? And you want to allow the woman to make her own decisions based off of the honesty, right? But you want to allow them to go as far as they can until they become dependent on you. Let them be independent so they can be dependent on you. Now, I'm going to break some shit down to y'all guys. Y'all ain't here. Y'all ain't ready for this one. Gentlemen, why do you think guys like us always tell women to be with other guys? Oh, you know what? If you want to see other guys, go ahead. If you want to date other guys, go right ahead. If you want to talk to other guys, hey, do it. I have no problem. Hey, look, hey, hang out, do whatever you want and all this other stuff. Hey, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to bug you. I want to give her all the independence I possibly can to make her dependent on me. Remember, guys, the dependency comes from what she's thinking about you when you're not around. Guys, remember, this is the easy alley-oop, that most of y'all don't even see. If everything she sees is a cookie cutter, the only difference is he might be a different color, a different size, but he has the same basic, boring-ass conversation. Boring. They're all the same. They just come in different. They are the same, but they just come in different shapes. You want her to think about you because of the depth of the conversations that you have. The average guy, what do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What college did you go to? What are you looking for? How are you doing? What are you up to? Oh, that's nice. Well, what are you going to do right now? What are you going to do later? All that shit, dude. Oh, my God. She keeps hearing all that stuff. But what I'm saying to you, okay, that's really important in all of this, okay, is that I want her to go. But remember what I'm leaving her with. She can go. But look at the depth of the conversations that we're having. That's what I'm leaving her with. So I'm setting the standard. I'm pushing the bar up. So what do you think happens when she meets another guy that just sends her text messages? I win. When he just makes her smile, I win, because I make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. I'm always going to win, and that's why she's going to come back, because she's sick of the same average motherfucker. And like I told you before, her body might not want to come back, but maybe her mind does, or her body wants to come back and her mind doesn't. One thing wants to come back and maybe something else doesn't. Because remember, guys, they have morals, they have values, and they have these belief systems that they believe in theirself. They believe in, they believe that they're good girls and they're great women and all that other shit. And they believe that I'm not the kind of woman to sleep with a guy or suck a dick and all that other stuff. But I'm not trying to force her to change her mind. She's going to change her mind herself. I'm not forcing her to change her mind, but you, when she thinks about you and misses you and not fantasize about you, I'm not going to say they fantasize about you, but they think about you wondering where do you, gentlemen, think about how many times you grab your phone every day and just look at it. Multiple women do it much faster. Don't think a woman doesn't look at this. Don't think a woman doesn't look at this shit all the time. They're always looking at this shit all the time. Don't look. Don't think they're not. They're looking at this shit all the time. But the reason why they're not getting back at you because they're not waiting for your message. They're waiting for a motherfucker's message like me. Because my message is going to have depth. Because my message is not only going to make her smile. It's not going to also make her think. It's going to make her laugh. But it's also going to make her do things that she's not used to doing. Taking photos of herself. And I ain't say nude photos. Just photos. Not nothing. Nothing new, nothing bad, and all this other stuff. That's what I'm saying. Let's see what he's saying. What I gather by what you say is that when you learn yourself, you learn that you learn your depth. Yes, and now you communicate your depth to her and open yourself up to develop your mind. Well, yeah, because the elevation doesn't come from you sitting around asking her a bunch of boring questions. The elevation comes from learning things about you that the average man is not going to talk to a woman about. I'm not saying be an open book, but women out there want somebody that can express themselves. I'm not talking about that emotional shit. I'm saying somebody that can talk to her. I'm saying, actually talking. I mean, just dialogue, back and forth. Not any question, just talking and enjoying each other's conversations and laughing and setting up memories and moments through those conversations, through, man, guys, the voice message, God, I can't, man, the voice message is a killer, man. Oh, man, they don't, man, these guys out here don't even, these guys don't even send voice messages. Guys, another thing about, depth and painting the picture. What are you painting the picture of? What are you painting the picture of and what are you trying to do? Okay. Because I am always going to push me and I'm going to risk me. And what I mean by that, and I do it every day, I can be the same me and be satisfied. I can't pull a break, but I can try, and that's why it won't work, but I can try to stop evolving and just be sad. I can stop right now and be good with what I am. I can stop right now, and I can be a bad motherfucker just like I am right now. But, no, I want to keep pushing myself because I know that, like I showed y'all in that clip about fishing, I don't know if I could play it right now, but I know what's beyond. I don't know what's beyond me today, but I know what was beyond me yesterday, and that was such a great fucking feeling. So this shit, that fucking high is right around that corner. I'm gonna get another fucking drug. I'm like really fucking drugged out on me. I keep pushing the high, but I'm willing to take the risk. Okay, all right. That's the one thing that y'all don't do. You don't take the risk, but the risk isn't trying to talk to the woman. And the risk isn't trying to get that woman in your bedroom. The risk is getting to know you better. Could you elaborate on what these romance books do to romanticity? Okay. What a romance book does is, let me see how I can show you. I just use a piece of paper. What a romance book does is, if this fist is her emotions, a romance book imprints itself onto the woman, meaning that it takes the woman away. It's the words that carry the story and have meaning, and it touches, just like 50 Shades of Grey. It's the power of the story of the woman, like most women, who are bored with the average guy. And then my kind of motherfucker walks into town, rides into town, gallops into town, or flies into town, and somehow, some way, we bump into that woman and we just don't get along. We just don't get along. But somehow, in that book, we somehow, something happens and we come together, where when we come together, the passion's so great, we really fucking ripping off her clothes, stormy night, all that good shit. But like I told you, I always tell you, watch Bridges of Madison County. Oh my God, y'all got to watch Bridges of Madison County, man. That shit, Clint was such a bad motherfucker in there, man. God damn. Clint came in there and fucked that woman's world. That boring ass life, man. My God, Clint did some damage. But what I'm saying to you is this, is that, well, yeah, just go to the Man Mindset, the poetry. Yeah, we got a link called The Poetry. I think it's on the free stuff. But yeah, the poetry's there. Just go to the Man Mindset, get the poetry. It's there, man. Let me see here. It's not just the cow going to take me away. It's, listen, the words peel off the fucking page because it makes the woman not feel like she's in there, but it just takes her away where she's caught up in the novelty of the bad boy. Because this is the thing about the romance novels that's really fucked up at the end. Is at the end, the bad boy finally realizes that all this time, this woman has been in his life, and then that bad boy becomes a fucking, you know, he settles down type shit. That's that, like that. That's why I hated the tail end of Scrooge, but it's the same stupid ass shit, man. If a woman was cool at first, smashing and having fun, but then wants a serious relationship, how do you avoid the crap and keep having fun? This is the problem for many of you guys out here. You're not leading and directing and managing these women. If you are fucking, you need to let her know this is all we're doing. We're not in a relationship, because I'm telling you that you can see other people. Now, this is the beautiful thing about it. You never tell a woman not to see anybody, because when you're doing it right, they're going to cut them off. you never tell a woman, you know what? Hey, I don't want you seeing these guys. I don't want to tell these guys. No. The reason why, see, what you're doing is that you didn't tell her what you were. You never set the standard of what the two of you were. And then when she, let me see, we say, when, look, then when she wanted a serious relationship, you should have told her, and I'm glad you did, but it's a little too late. You should have told her, I'm not ready for a relationship. The truth, listen, and this is the truth. I am not ready for a relationship. You know, like when the booty calls, or the ones you smash and they want relationships, and they really want to have that talk with you and they real nervous and shit, you just let them know. No, listen, I would be lying to you right now if I told you I want a relationship. And I don't want one. And I would always tell, hey, listen, everyone will know, again, truth, I'm not looking for a relationship, because I don't even know you well enough to even think on that level. I just met you. And is that not the truth? But just because we're fucking doesn't mean we're in a relationship. Remember, guys, I told you there was a guy that had the same problem. He had a booty call. But he got in his feelings. And that woman had to cut his ass off because all she wanted was a dick. And that's what I'm saying to you guys, man. What I'm saying to you guys is that if you're smashing this woman, she just needs to know that all we're doing is fucking. That's it. There's no relationship. We're just fucking. You're just having a good time. And listen, if you find that guy, then by all means, go ahead. No. Let me tell you this. It's okay. Listen, brother, pillow talking is okay after you get done. Fuck, I keep telling y'all guys, listen. After you get the pussy, you can pillow. I'm not saying pillow talking like, oh, you're so pretty. I mean, oh, baby. Now, I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about you laying in the bed and you, like, I always tell you, man, it's so funny that after I smash and we're laying and she wants to watch one of her TV shows, she always gets up and leaves, and I kind of set it up this way because I'm always the kind of motherfucker to talk to the screen of the TV. And I'm like, what? That motherfucker want to fuck her. And he, will you be quiet? Look at that bitch. Man, what are you watching? Why would you watch that? That's some sucking shit. Look at this motherfucker buying her dinner. Why would he do that when he want the pussy? I mean, that's how I talk. I mean, I always make them leave when I do that shit because they just don't want to hear that shit. They just want to watch the story. But I'm saying that you can talk because it's great when they talk to you and they tell you how much they like you or how much they've been waiting to get some of that dick or they get a phone call from the other guys and like, and they put them on speaker and they're laughing and shit while they're sucking your dick. They're really good. They can hold the phone up and let you hear the guy talking and have your dick in the mouth at the same time and talk. It's just like an amazing skill women have. It's just amazing and shit. So let me see here. What did you say, LTD? You said I told her exactly that. She wanted a relationship after 3 weeks. I'm just wondering why it couldn't stay the same. No, listen, brother, listen. Never ask why. Never ask why. Accept the world for what it is, okay? Accept the world for what it is. Hold on, let me see here. Does that make any sense? Don't ask. See, what you're doing is that you're trying to understand a past that has nothing to do with you right now. It's there. You can't change that shit. You don't even need to worry about that shit. You need to keep your eyes forward. Listen, you got to charge it, man, because, again, at the end of the day, you wasn't stern. See, here's my thing I keep telling y'all guys. I don't want to even think about a relationship. And if you bring a relationship, I'm cutting your ass off. I'm serious. We can have fun. I'm a fun guy. We can have fun together, but if you bring up relationships and stuff like that, I'm cutting you off. I'm done with you. I'm throwing your ass right back into the water. And that's how you got to do it, man. You cannot let these women think. See, when you guys are not clear with these women, they're going to start to think. You don't want that shit because when they start thinking, they thinking they want a relationship with you and all that stuff, man, okay? All right? So what I'm saying is at the end of the day, guys, is that I'm only painting a picture to position myself for the invite. I want it all. I want to conquer it all. I want it all. I just don't want the pussy. I don't want the pussy. I want it all. And I'm being honest with you. And if she ever asks me, like, and I've had them, I tell you, even when we're not fucking, she'll ask me, like, do you want a relationship? And she's like, you know what? Well, I don't. She's like, I don't. I tell her I don't want one, and she's like, well, what do you want? Listen, I like where things are going right now. Oh, so what? You're just trying to fuck me? Wait a second here. Hold on, wait. Maybe you got this all wrong and fucked up. Hey, girl, let me tell you something. And guys, this is the statement I tell you in case of emergency, break glass. Because when it comes down to it and she says some shit like that, oh, I'm going to give her a truth bomb she can't swallow. Psh. Yo, wait, hold on. Whoa, wait. Wait, I have to apologize. Listen to me, guys. I truly have to apologize. I am sorry. I don't know what I did or where I went wrong, but wherever I did, I apologize. Well, what are you apologizing for me for? For giving you the impression of thinking that I'm trying to fuck you, girl. That's not, no. No, you got this shit fucked up. The reason why I'm here spending time with you is I'm showing you why you should be fucking me. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not trying to fuck you. And I'm serious. Because I'm not. I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be sucking my dick. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But see, that's the one in the glass. That's the one you got to bust out when they try to throw something at. Oh, so all you want to do is just fuck me. You don't want a relationship. You just want to fuck me like all the other. Whoa. Oh, man. Look. I got to sit down and think this out because I really got to apologize to you. I'm sorry. I am truly sorry. Well, you should be sorry for just one. No. Wait, baby girl, that wasn't coming. I wasn't up here. I'm not done with the statement. No. I'm sorry if I ever gave you the impression that I'm trying to fuck you. When did I ever say to you, since I've known you, that I want to fuck you? Never. Well, then what makes you think I want to fuck you? Well, why are you here? Because I'm trying to show you why you should be fucking me. That's why the fuck I'm here. That's what the shit, hey, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what the fuck I'm saying. And Vega, I've been Vega, let me show you something, Vega, because you're here with men. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn dead husband. You get around these motherfucking men, you shut your goddamn ass up. You stop running your fucking mouth. Because don't make me fuck you, make you fall in love, motherfucker. So you shut your goddamn ass up. I've been letting you off for a little while, but you getting out of fucking hand. So I got to check that fucking behavior. Then watch the fuck you say on this station. You either sit your ass down and shut your goddamn ass up and ask some questions or get the fuck out. Now, back to you guys. But like I said before, I'm just telling y'all guys the real. I am never, ever trying to fuck you. And if I ever gave you that impression that I'm trying to fuck you, then by all means, I will apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize. I have accidentally gave you a wrong impression. Because if y'all listen to what I'm saying, have you ever heard me say anything about me fucking? I never talk about me fucking. I said I was sexually attractive. I said I was sexually attracted to her, right? I said I was sexually attracted to her. But I didn't say I wanted to fuck because that's the truth. I am sexually attracted to her. But I'm trying to get the invite. And the only way I'm going to get the invite is by showing you ain't shit. And just like with Vega knows that if I got that pussy, that I would fuck her so good, I'd make her forget her motherfucking man. She knows that shit. Vega, put your hands away from your pussy. You're probably rubbing it right now, girl. Put your hands down. Have some fucking dignity. Anyway, guys, for all my dogs out there, I'm going to talk shit to Vega now. Vega, no, you know what Vega like? Vega like me talking that way and shit. She don't like that nice shit because she ain't used to a real motherfucking man. Come on, man. Shit. Come on. Let's get it. Anyway, guys, last round questions that I have, but let's round this up. But guys, at the end of the day, man, as a single-minded man, when you are expressing yourself, it is very important not just to talk about the thought, but to take the thought and bring it deeper. Bring the thought deeper and have more of a deeper conversation with that woman versus a surface level one. I don't want y'all to be surface level, but the only way we do that, we've got to talk to you more on a one-on-one basis to find out, okay, where you at right now? Because we got to find out where you at. You got to find out how you feel about yourself. We've got to go through some exercises in conversation to see if you're actually standing on your four or if your 2 + 2 = 5. We got to do these things on another level. So, you know, it's all good right now. So what I'm saying is, wait, Tyler. Tyler, let me hurry this shit up. Wait, Tyler, why don't you, Tyler, come on, man, let me, oh, hold on, Tyler. Jesus Christ, Tyler. All right, here we go. Jesus Christ, Tyler. Thank you so much, and I'm doing good, not feeling so well. More than welcome. I'm sorry to hear that you have something going on. I hope it doesn't. I hope it does pass, because I do want to take you out soon to get to know you in a more intimate way. And she says, yeah, sounds good. Absolutely. That's what happens, guys, when you keep that shit all the way good, okay? So, yeah, you can block the bitch. I'm cool. Unblock her ass. No. Leave her ass in there. No, you don't have to worry about her. She ain't shit. Bring her ass back in. Don't want to kick her ass out. Don't kick no woman out. Let these motherfuckers in here. Because they love hearing men talk. Don't unblock her. They love hearing men talk. Bring her ass back in. I didn't kick her out. Don't kick her out, man. Don't kick her out. Just kick the ones out that the guys act like Vegas. Don't kick her out. We have a lot. God, let me tell y'all something real quick. The reason why I have a lot of women listeners is because they love the shit that I'm saying, all right? And they love how I'm talking. They love that shit. On the back end, they love that shit. And what solidifies it, they love the poetry. They love the Facebook messages I put. They love all that shit. So Vega is just acting out. You know, don't kick her out. But there are women that, you know, that are just like, you know what, I was playing with my pussy while you were talking and all that. You know, just you get all that kind of shit. I'm just saying that there are other women in here, okay? And I don't want us to kick a woman out. She's not being disrespectful. She's just acting out because she's not used to a real motherfucking man. So, yeah, bring her back in, okay? Bring her back in. All right, last question. We answer this question. Y'all, last round of questions. I got one. Drop one down before we wrap this up. I was raised to be polite and have manners. I'm polite and have manners. I'm polite and I have manners. So we're the same. I can't see myself talking the way you talk to Vega. Well, wait a second. Then you're not ready to be king. I didn't say anything wrong or mean to Vega. I just had to check her ass. I told you that's how you got taught. I keep telling y'all. No, you're good. You're good. No, Vega, Vega, hold on. Let me bring Vega in. Vega, they didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I didn't tell them to block you. I told them to bring you back in. You can talk all the shit you want. We know you. You know I make your pussy wet, so it's all good. You say no all you want. We know the deal, so I'm not mad at you, Vega. Talk all that silly-ass shit you want. Anyway, let me get back. So what I'm saying to you is, look, I didn't talk to Vega any bad way. It's just Vega, women like Vega aren't used to hearing motherfuckers talk to them and make their pussy wet. Man, I run into Vegas all the time. Let me tell you how they are. Okay, let me tell you about the Vegas of the world. Vegas of the world skip around this world thinking they're prim and proper. They walk around this world thinking they're God's gift to everybody, or they sit around and do this. Well, you know what? I would never date someone like that, and I would never be with someone like that, and he's just not my type, and I want that, man, bull fucking shit. Let me tell you about the Vega types. The Vega types are the ones that if Vega started saying how nice and sweet and kind I am, I'm doing something wrong. That's why I told y'all I didn't want y'all to block her. Because I want y'all to learn that I'm doing something right. Look at the shit that she said. All she doing is talking shit, saying how bad I am, how I'm this and how I'm that, right? I want y'all to listen. This is a lesson for y'all when you run into Vegas in the world, okay? I want y'all to listen to me before we wrap this up. I want y'all to think about this. If I am all those bad things that she is saying, why does she keep coming back for fucking more?